internet at RockysAutos.com and browse the inventory that way, or you can get out there and see them in person, corner of 63rd and Federal.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at AM760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
A bloody day in Iraq.
9 U.S. soldiers killed. 9.
The death of Pat Tillman.
What the committee wants to know is why it was covered up.
Shoppers, lend an ear.
Hey, you, over here. Don't turn around.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A suicide bomber has struck with deadly results for U.S. troops northeast of Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman is in the capital.
Suicide car bomber attacked a patrol post in Diyala province. 9 U.S. soldiers were killed, the single deadliest attack against American soldiers in a year, and one of the deadliest attacks since this war began 4 years ago. Another 5 soldiers were injured seriously, 15 soldiers less seriously.
All 9 killed were with the 82nd Airborne based at Fort Bragg. Now, an insurgent organization, including Al-Qaeda in Iraq, is claiming responsibility. Also, northeast of Baghdad, gunmen dressed as Iraqi troops shot up a remote village, killing 6 people in the capital. A pair of car bombs exploded near the Iranian embassy. 6 civilians were wounded. The political battle lines have been scored a little deeper now the Democrats have settled on a war funding bill that includes a withdrawal timetable. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House. Dead on arrival, Peter?
Absolutely, Nick. The veto pen is ready.
I will strongly reject an artificial timetable withdrawal.
President Bush hopes for enough political support to give his troop surge plan more time to work. As this tug of war over war funding builds, he assesses the situation in Iraq.
There's been some progress.
But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid flatly rejects that.
Despite the president's happy talk, no progress has been made. The time for patience is long past.
So look for the veto showdown later this week when Congress is expected to vote on the Democratic war funding plan. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, a House panel today takes up a friendly fire death that continues to haunt loved ones and dog the Pentagon. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The basic facts are clear. A friendly fire incident took the life of Pat Tillman, the former NFL star who joined the Army and went to fight in Afghanistan. It is the kind of tragedy that happens in the heat of battle. But what the committee holding this hearing wants to know is why it was covered up, why Tillman's family and the public were fed a story that was not true, and why the Army, which knew the truth, didn't reveal it until after a public memorial service had been held.
And the hearing will also focus on misleading statements made by the military following the highly publicized Iraq war rescue of Private Jessica Lynch. Well, following contamination of pet food this year and tainted spinach last September, a House panel opens a hearing on whether the FDA is up to the task of protecting the food supply. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois has serious questions.
Sadly, today, this great Food and Drug Administration, when it comes to food safety, has become the weakest link.
Among today's witnesses, the CEO of the Canadian company at the center of the pet food recall. The numbers don't lie. During the first quarter of the year, more Toyotas were rolling off dealers' lots than any other cars. The first time the Japanese automaker has overtaken GM as the top seller. Reporter Jeff Gilbert of CBS station WWJ has more from Detroit.
Analysts say it was only a matter of time before this happened, as both Toyota and GM are growing in emerging markets like China and India. But Toyota is showing huge growth here in the U.S., where General Motors has been shrinking. Early trends show this continuing in April. General Motors, meanwhile, is now selling 60% of its vehicles outside of the U.S.
Now, if you find yourself in a store suddenly hearing voices, you probably don't need to be alarmed. It may simply be the latest way to try to sell you something. Live to CBS's Peter King.
We call it an audio spotlight since it can beam a message right into your ear without disturbing others. Court TV recently tried it in bookstores to promote a new murder mystery.
Can you hear me? Do you ever think about murder? Committing the ultimate crime.
Technology has been used for years in museums for people to move from one exhibit to the other, but now that it's targeting commercials to consumers by whispering in your ear, some people may be a little creeped out by the whole idea, Nick.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. It's spring, And the hope that April showers brings May flowers looks to be holding true. A spring weather system that moved into the state brought hail, lightning, tornado warnings to the eastern plains, but no reports of any severe damage. A lot of rain coming down in the metro Denver area right now, and a winter storm warning is up for the Central Mountains and Palmer Divide, including Castle Rock. Ironically, there'll be watering restrictions again this summer in Aurora.
City Council has approved three-day week watering restrictions. And basically, they've made the statement continuing the city's commitment to conservation.
Aurora Water says the city's reservoirs are at 67%, which is better than in the past few years, but the city council wanted to continue conservation efforts for another year. Restrictions go into effect May 1st. Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne has signed the paperwork to formally create the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site down in southeastern Colorado. The site in Kiowa country will be dedicated this Saturday. Governor Ritter will be among the officials on hand. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. A little treacherous as you make your way out. We definitely have slower than usual conditions due to the wet roads and the splashbacks. Already a number of problems in Arvada, eastbound I-76 at Sheridan, have a wreck off on the shoulder. Mishap 6th and Airport, and the lights flashing red all four directions at 52nd and Vasquez. Lots of standing water on the I-25 ramps near C-470 that's causing some slowdowns. And you can expect a rain snow mix with icy conditions along the Palmer Divide from Castle Rock to the Springs in the foothills, Golden, and definitely along I-70 from Evergreen to just west of Floyd Hill. We do have chain laws in effect westbound at the tunnel, both directions over the Loveland Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, cloudy, windy, and chilly with more rain and snow showers expected today with minor accumulations. A winter storm warning for the Palmer Divide, foothills, and Front Range Mountains for anywhere from 5 inches to 2 feet of snow with a high of 42. Tonight, mostly cloudy. That mix of rain and snow continues with
the sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1-800. 1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
It's a $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to Geico.com. Simple as that.
The Osgood File, April 24th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's back.
Why is this man permitted to work another day on this radio station? Well, because I haven't got anybody else better, I guess. Good morning, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6. It's wet, it's cold out there, and today, rain or snow, and about a 90% chance, and a high today of 40. But let's be optimistic. Ready for this? Saturday. High today on Saturday. High on Saturday. Mostly sunny, 74 on Saturday. But right now, gross out. So, if you're going to go out this morning, I suggest that you bundle up. Okay?
I love this kind of weather.
Well, good. Speak for yourself. I'd rather see some sun. Wouldn't you rather see sunshine?
Well, yeah, of course. But, you know, this weather, this isn't bad. It's not snowing.
No, but they say it's going to. They say there's about that there is a chance of it. But, you know, I'm sorry, I don't really believe it. Do you really believe it?
I don't believe anything they say anymore.
Because nothing ever turns out to be right. Like yesterday, it was supposed to rain, and we were supposed to get into all of that at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it basically never showed up until, what, 3 or 4?
Yeah, late afternoon.
So, we'll have to see what happens.
Hey, we need the moisture, man.
But they're saying total daytime snow accumulation today could be 3 to 5 inches possible. You believe that?
If it stays, you know, if it gets a little colder, yeah. If it gets a little colder, I think we could be getting some snow.
So you think we'll get 5 inches?
Hopefully not. No. 3 or less.
Okay, well.
Did you see the hail they got in northeastern Colorado yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I hate hail. Well, we were talking about it yesterday morning. I can't stand it, and it hurts to get hit with it, and it bangs up your car, and it wrecks the roof on your house, and it's, like, awful. Enough is enough with that stuff. And I used to encounter it all the time when I lived in the Panhandle. We used to get it. Ugh, I don't like hail. And I remember once, here like 8 years ago, one afternoon, I was on the air on the other radio station, and this is when we were downtown in the old Lodo place down there, and it started hailing. And, I mean, man, it hailed so hard and so thick, you could not see across the street into the parking lot. And I don't know if my car, I can't remember back then, but I don't know if my car got dinged up or not, but man, it was really hailing. And that was one of the heaviest hailstorms I think I've ever witnessed.
Well, we sure get some extreme weather here in Colorado, but that's why we choose to live here.
Well,
extreme highs, extreme lows.
I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's as extreme as other places that I've lived. This has just been a really unusual winter, I think. Like, I don't know how many people looked at the weather around the country yesterday, but on the East Coast, like in New York City, it was 85 degrees. In Boston, it was 85 or 84, somewhere around in there. And it was only 72 in Las Vegas. Boy, that's a sign that you're getting old. Okay, that's a real sign that you're getting old. When you have to sit and watch the freaking weather every day to see what the weather is going to be like, and then get on the air at 6:15, 15 minutes after 6, and talk about the freaking weather. But I do that just to bother Pat in Broomfield, because I know she doesn't like it. What did you say, John? What doesn't work? Oh, yeah, that's right. You got...
Marvin, is he talking about the weather again? That doesn't work.
It's okay, Pat. We got a programming position open for you. You can come in here and determine what works and what doesn't. I haven't forgotten at all about Iraq. And the challenge about this whole thing with Iraq is that we had 9 soldiers killed yesterday. Story broke late afternoon, early evening. They were killed in a car bomb situation. And we have the Congress and George W. Bush fighting over this bill to set up benchmarks and to set up a withdrawal time of next spring. And, of course, the White House has chose to cast this as being a funding battle, when in reality, if you go look at what the bill says and you go look at the paperwork, it's not a funding battle at all. And as a matter of fact, the money is there. Plus, on top of that, this White House itself has taken longer to sign off on funding than this current Congress has. And we're going to get into that a little bit more this morning. We have Rich Masters coming on, a Democratic strategist and whiz, to talk about not only that, but we're also going to talk about this really incredible statement that George W. Bush made yesterday about Alberto Gonzalez. Now, he made this statement in light of the fact that notorious left-wing liberals and communist running dog lackey operators in the United States Congress, like Adam Putnam and Arlen Specter and Tom Coburn, all said there's a problem here with Alberto Gonzalez and that Alberto Gonzalez should resign. I mean, Coburn looked him straight in the face and said that. Now, Coburn is one of the, well, he's very, very right-wing. Very right-wing. So we've got that story going on, too. And this, the president's statement was just, we're going to cover this later this morning, but yeah, John, play it, because it's just amazing. And a lot of people I know were shocked by it. All right, check this out.
And gave a very candid assessment and answered every question he could possibly answer, honestly answer, in a way that increased my confidence in his ability to do the job. One of the things that's important for the American people to understand is that the Attorney General has a right to recommend to me to replace U.S. attorneys. U.S. attorneys serve at the pleasure of the President. In other words, we have named them, and I have the right to replace them with somebody else. And as the investigation or the hearings went forward, it was clear that the Attorney General broke no law, did no wrongdoing. And some senators didn't like his explanation, but he answered as honestly as he could. And this is an honest, honorable man in whom I have confidence.
No one's shocked by that? Now, you can pick apart the arguments here that George W. Bush is making. But this is an attorney general who's supposed to head the Justice Department, who gets in front of the Senate and says, I don't recollect or I don't remember at least 75 times. Now, think about where you work. Okay? Think about your job. If you went in front of your supervisor and said, I don't recollect, and you did it 75 times, would you keep your job? Or, there's another way to look at this. If you're an employer, how about if you had an employee who said to you, I don't recollect. And I have to tell you this truthfully. I don't want to get on here every single day and bash George W. Bush. And I know there's conservatives out there, the few that we have who may be listening, who think to themselves, well, he's doing this, but what do you think my motivation is? Do you think my motivation is I just want to jump on George W. Bush and attack him? No, that's not my motivation at all. I don't dislike George W. Bush. I don't know him. And I think that we can make gains at the ballot box without having to go after people like Alberto Gonzalez, but he's got members of his own party that think that he's out to lunch. I'm just astounded by Bush's statement yesterday, and I'm almost to the point of running out of things to say about him. I mean, I just don't know where else to take this. I really don't. I don't ever remember anybody being this incompetent or this. I don't know. I don't know how to describe what he is. All right, 303-713-7600. I thought I'd offer up the phone number if you either want to defend or...
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Which keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway restaurants. Eat fresh.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac Zero Turn mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work, hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride, easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
Policies are underwritten through Unitrin Direct Insurance Company or Unitrin Direct Property and Casualty Company. Savings challenge offer not available in all states and void where prohibited by law. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, drivers out there, take Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. Either we save you money on your car insurance or we give you $20. $20. Just call and tell us how much you're spending on car insurance, and we'll tell you how much money you'll save by switching to Unitrin Direct. It could be up to $300. And if we can't save you money, we'll give you $20. You heard me. Either you save on your car insurance or you get $20. And all you have to do is call 1-800-400-8124. If you want to save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, pick up the phone and take our savings challenge. Either we save you money or you get $20. Call 1-800-400-8124 and take the Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. That's 1-800-400-8124. With Unitrin Direct, the right choice is simple. Call 1-800-400-8124.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, in the old days of Top 40 radio, the stations that were really wimps would play the short version of this.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say it to you. Girl, we couldn't get much higher.
But if you were hip and cool, you play the long version. Yeah, Jim.
The time to hesitate is through. The time to wallow in the mind.
All right, this is supposed to be a talk show. I'm supposed to talk. Man, I would love to just play this whole thing. 6:26 minutes after the hour. Yeah, let's just be the Fox for the whole morning. Rain and snow on a high today of 40, and it's heavy, wet snow already in Central City. Mark sent me an email about that. So watch out if you're headed up in that direction. 303-713-7600, and we were talking, and we'll talk more about this at 8 o'clock this morning with Rich Masters. We were talking about the whole Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez situation, and I find one of the I find one of the cheapest arguments to be made by those who would defend the administration at any price is this idea that, well, all you really want to do is you just want to jump on the administration and you're looking for any reason. But there are a lot of us who were down on Bill Clinton and were on Bill Clinton's case for the whole Monica Lewinsky affair and then what went on there. And I know that there's a big tendency now to paint Bill Clinton up as being like this godsend to politics and to America. And if you look at what's going on now in contrast to what was going on when he was in office, yeah, he does look a lot better because things here appear to be so terribly, terribly messed up that he does look good, but he had his faults too, and he had things about him that were not very attractive. And a lot of us were critical. I don't understand this idea of sticking with somebody, whether you think they're right or they're wrong, and maybe deep down inside you know they're wrong, but you stick with them anyway, and you step forward and you defend them. Because people who run for elective office and politicians, you know, the thing about them is they're human beings and they make mistakes and they do things that are wrong. But when you sit there and you see a consistent pattern of things that are screwed up, how do you sit there every single day and deny that? How do you sit there and say, well, You're just doing this for political gain. You're just, you know, you really think about it. Think about this. And this is really a true statement. Politics really, boy, I hate to say this word so early in the morning at 6:28, 28 minutes after 6, but politics really suck. They really do. Don't you ever get sick and tired of all the back and forth bickering and all the fighting and all the extremism? But if something is wrong, don't you feel like you should step forward and say something is wrong? So to get all these accusations thrown at you by the defenders of this presidency, well, you're just trying to beat up on them, and you know, over and over again, and this is much ado about nothing, and what I mean, come on, what does it take? I ask this question every couple of days on this show, what does it take for some people to come to the realization that things are not right here? And it doesn't make any difference whether you're liberal, progressive, or whether you're conservative, or whatever your political orientation is. It doesn't make any difference. When things are not right, they're not right. And the worst thing we can have going on in this country, next to a misguided foreign policy in which Americans are getting killed, and then the people who are running the country keep lying to us about it, which is what's going on now, the worst thing that we can have happen is to have people whose confidence in their government is already shaky to turn around and then turn around and say, well, there's something going on in the Justice Department. Oh, all right, so now we don't have any standard of trust in the Justice Department. Okay, I see. So that helps the country, doesn't it? Because what Bush was talking about here in the sound break that we ran, the sound bite that we ran, what he was talking about is, yeah, technically right now there's no law that's been broken. That's very, very true. But there are procedures and measurements in place where people's job performances are reviewed and recommendations are made. And those recommendations and that review process was not followed. That's number one. And number two, if you can't trust the Attorney General of the United States, of this great country, who can you trust? And he changes his story like every other day on all of this. And to go before the Senate under oath and say, I can't recollect, I don't remember that conversation, and you do it 75 times? Why don't you just go up there and take the fifth? And I can't put together how people can, number one, defend this, and number two, how George W. Bush can sit there with a straight face and tell you, me, and everybody else, well, he did the best he could. What is this? Is this child's softball? Son, you did the best you could. You struck out, but you got up to the plate. And at least you swung. No, this is the world of adults. No, it's true. Do you ever have your parents say that to you?
That's a great analogy, man. That was a home run, Jay.
No, you ever had your parents say that to you?
Definitely.
And we say it to each other.
Well, Johnny, you tried your best.
Yeah, you tried your best. You did the best job you possibly could.
That's all
could.
We can ask for.
John, I gave you the blueprints to a six-bedroom house. I gave you a hammer. I gave you the wood. You tried to build it, and you didn't get it built. You did the best you could. All right. 303-713-7600. I don't even know what question I'm trying to ask here. I'm sitting here at 633, and I have to tell you, I'm just amazed beyond belief at all of this. I really am. I'm shocked by it. And I guess I shouldn't be.
We have a cartoon president, Jay, is what it is.
Well, what a drag to get to turn the radio on and hear the host beating up on the president. No, it is. I can't stand that. Like George W. Bush is responsible for everything? No, but come on. It's like, so you remember this, Gina. I'm sure, Gina, you had this in high school. I'm sure you remember this in high school.
Okay.
Did you have a high school band?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Did you ever go by band practice?
I'm sure I've heard them walk by. Yeah.
And you heard a kid play like a bad note. Right? And it's a bad note. Right? It's out of tune. It's wrong.
Okay.
So what do? Do you say to the kid, good job, Lester? Or do you say, that didn't sound right? You say, that didn't sound right. All right. I don't know where I'm going with this. Wish we had some sun today.
That would be nice.
But we don't. Okay. Rain and snow today, and the high of 40. Traffic is going to be slippery. Gina?
Yeah, it's definitely a sloppy start to the commute day. Wet, sluggish. We have a number of problems, and I expect the problems to keep rolling in. Northbound 25 near I-76 have a wreck there. When northbound Parker at Arapahoe have the signal lights that have been flashing red all four directions at 52nd and Vasquez, and lots of standing water on the I-25 ramps near C-470, so that's really causing some backups through there. Of course, that rain-snow mix continues. Icy conditions outside the metro area, definitely through the mountains, and south along the Palmer Divide from Castle Rock to the Springs. Weather today, cloudy, windy, and chilly. More rain and snow showers expected throughout the day, a high of 42. Right now, 41 and overcast. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that jumpstarts your car can jumpstart your vacation. For a limited time, take advantage of their Disneyland promotion. Kids fly free. Some restrictions apply. Call now, 1-800-JOIN-AAA. That's 1-800-JOIN-AAA. AAA Travel. When will you need us?
Did you know you can listen to AM760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.
Wouldn't it be great to have a job you can do from your own home? Well, listen carefully, because we're looking for self-motivated, energetic people to join our team of home-based travel agents. There's never been an easier way to make money. Simply direct your friends and family to your personal travel website, where they can book all their travel needs for less than those big name brands, while you earn generous commissions. We'll even provide the site. And when your friends see how much they can save using your travel site, they'll be sure to tell their friends and family. And as a travel agent, you can take advantage of thousands of wonderful perks, including free upgrades, discounts, and reduced fares. Call today, and we'll send you free Pete Billick's best-selling book on how you can make money working from home. It's yours free just for calling. Call 1-800-680-8432. Pete Billick's best-selling book, yours free just for calling. 1-800-680-8432. 1-800-680-8432.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
If you've tried every diet out there without long-term success, maybe it's time to try the one that really works, the Duke Diet.
I've tried dieting for years, but was never able to maintain the weight loss. Now I've lost 85 pounds with the Duke Diet and Fitness Center and kept it off for 3 years.
And now Duke University's world-renowned Diet and Fitness Center has brought its proven program to the Internet. Get started with your free customized evaluation. Go to DukeDiet.com. That's right, a free evaluation just for logging on to DukeDiet.com.
I still meet people who are shocked that I lost 130 pounds with what I learned at the center and have kept it off for over 12 years. So the best compliment is from my doctor, who tells me how healthy I am.
Ditch the gimmicks and fad diets and start losing weight today. The Duke Diet is a proven approach that helps you make a lifelong change, and we'll get you started for free. Just go to DukeDiet.com for your free evaluation. That's DukeDiet.com. DukeDiet.com.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, high today 40. And it's wet out there. Rain and snow, about a 90% chance of that. So depending on where you are, please be extremely careful on the way to work, too. One line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about, and we'll talk more about it, too, at 8 o'clock. We're talking about George W. Bush's statement yesterday about Alberto Gonzalez. And here's Steve in the Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing this morning, Jay?
Well, I want to see sun, man.
We're not going to see any sun today.
I know.
Yeah, you know what? The good thing about rain like this is it's always a sure sign that spring is upon us. And
yeah.
To be honest with you, after all the snow last winter, I'm ready for the spring and summer. So I'm all right with this.
Yeah, I guess that's the best way to look at it. You're right.
I was calling, you know, I think you hit on something a second ago. As a conservative, I think that there's almost, the little boy who cried wolf syndrome, because like you were saying, you listen to some of these people and George Bush is responsible for everything. And even as a conservative, I certainly don't think that the guy is perfect. And there's a lot of policy decisions that he's made that I disagree with and I think were dumb. But, you know, I look at some of the things that get talked about and, you know, I think one of the things that bothers me the most as citizens in this country is the whole foreign policy thing. I mean, people can disagree with the war, and I understand that. But the thing I look at is those on the left who disagree with how things are going right now in Iraq or Iran or whatever we're dealing with in the Middle East, why do those people never sit back and think to themselves, you know, when we had things different under Bill Clinton, these guys were still after us. They were planning 9/11. They attacked us numerous times. I mean, they don't care whether there's a Democrat, whether it's Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or it's George Bush or Ronald Reagan. They simply don't like us. We had a policy during the 90s, which I don't have a problem with the way Bill Clinton handled things. I'm one of those conservatives. I'm not even going to hammer Clinton over how he dealt with the 93 World Trade Center or how we dealt with trying to get Osama bin Laden. I mean, we were living in a different world at that point, but things changed. And for people to think that the politics of our president, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, plays a role in what's going on in the Middle East are foolish. I mean,
well, I don't totally agree with that. Look, first of all, you've got a ton of people on the right who Bill Clinton is the root of all evil, and they never stop that. And every time something happens, and I'm not saying you do it, but I'm saying I get it. Every time something happens, they jump up and go, well, what about Bill Clinton? Well, yeah, okay, what about Bill Clinton? I mean, that was how many years ago? Okay, we're past that point. That's number one.
I agree.
Number two. There were efforts to try to get bin Laden. There were efforts to try to stop this stuff when Clinton was sitting in office. We've had Michael Schreuer on here any number of times. He spent 20 years trying to kill bin Laden, trying to get him. And Schreuer has talked about those efforts. And I want to remind you that when Clinton launched those missile strikes in Sudan and turned out that the Sudanese claimed that was a milk plant or something that we had bombed, that we had attacked.
Right.
There were Republicans who stood up. Go back and check the congressional record. Who stood up and started yelling about wagging the tail, wagging the dog, and all of that stuff. But I think the thing is, I think where you have a large majority of the American public. And some of these have got to be Republicans, too. They are tired of being lied to. Every time the administration stands up and says something about progress, about achieving goals, we have some terrible, god-awful attack. The violence level is up. Now, 10%, we're losing more Americans now than we were before. And last on this long agenda is that politically, the Iraqis are not doing what they should do. As a matter of fact, they're going backwards. Well, and so people are just tired. People are tired of BS.
Well, I don't disagree with that, Jay. I mean, it's a military conflict where people are dying. So, of course, people are tired of it. I'm tired of it. But, I mean, we can either deal with a short-term let's feel better, or we can say, okay, if we stop making ourselves feel bad right now, in the long term, is that going to be the best answer?
But it's, you know what? It's not a matter of long-term or short-term. You can't have an open-ended commitment to anybody in any nation that will not rise to the occasion and help themselves. We cannot sustain it. We can't sustain it personnel-wise. You've got people who are going back two and three times, man. And suicide rates among vets, suicide rates and divorce among family members is at an all-time high here.
We are
straining the military, and P.S., the conflict was never in Iraq, and I'll tell you something. Here's the thing that gets people, Steve, okay?
Okay.
It's now been shown by any number of sources, including the Defense Department, the Inspector General's report, that Saddam Hussein and the Iraqis had nothing to do with 9/11. Yet, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, and Bush did it last week, go right back to that card again and play it. And
well,
people are sitting there going, it's not true.
Well, but I like you and I have talked about this before, Jay. You know, in the context of who flew the planes over here, who planned the attack, I agree. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. But it's just like I've told you before. That's like saying that with Iraq being a state sponsor of terror, that...
But they weren't connected to Al-Qaeda. Now, if you say that's not true, then what I ask you is this, and we can settle this really simply. Do you think that the Inspector General, okay, of the U.S. Department of Military, in the report that he just issued month and a half ago, do you think he's lying?
No, but I'm not claiming that Iraq was connected to Al-Qaeda.
Well, then if they weren't connected and they weren't connected to 9/11, why the hell did we go there? Why didn't we stay in Afghanistan?
Because for the same reason, Jay, that we go up and we try and take out neo-Nazi camps that are in the middle of Idaho, even though neo-Nazis are dragging guys like James Byrd to death down in Texas.
But you don't take them. Wait a minute. You can't arrest neo-Nazis in Idaho simply for existing. You can't do it without probable cause, and that's not a correct comparison. That's not an apt comparison.
I agree. I understand that you don't think it is, but I certainly do.
On what grounds?
Because, Jay, we're talking about terrorism here. We're talking about people, whether it's Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden, who have their issues with us, and whether they happen to be working together at this time or not, or whether they like each other or not, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And we've seen it a million times throughout history, and they, at some point, I guarantee you, they would have worked together, and there's a lot of evidence,
you know, that's
between the two of them in the 93 bomb.
There was no, you know what, there was no evidence to that you can point of. There's no
Iraqi passports, Jay. Every single one of the 90s.
Well, you know what? Listen,
bombers were here.
Listen, there are people.
Iraqi.
Listen, there are people living all over the Middle East who have passports from other countries, but it doesn't show because they have a passport. It doesn't show that Saddam Hussein was directly involved in that. That's number one. Cite me a report that shows it. Number two, this whole idea of this theory that you've got, that they would have eventually worked together, runs counter and parallel to what most people who know, who are experts on the Middle East, say, because Saddam Hussein ran a secular government and he was scared and did not trust and did not like Islamic radicals. And third,
okay? If the Inspector General says
that there was no connection,
if the CIA
has said that there is no connection,
if numerous other people have said that there is no connection, why did the administration lie about there being a connection, and why do they continue to keep going back to it time and time again?
Well, because like I said, Jay, I think that if you have a state that sponsors terror, and we had a terrorist attack on 9/11, in that context, I can certainly see how you can tie the two of them together. They're terrorist organizations, and you whether or not you believe that you can only discuss it in the context of whether they were working together or not at the time, I disagree. I think you can certainly say Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, but Iraq is exactly part of the reason why 9/11 happened. I mean, I don't have any problem.
Well, all right. You know what? I got like 20 seconds. Cite me a primary source that backs up what you're saying.
Go look at Yassin is his last name. He's the one bomber that got away from the 93 World Trade Center attack, Jay. Do you know where he went? He went to Iraq. He flew out of the United States.
But that's not proof. If there was a conspirator sitting in Jordan, if there was a conspirator sitting in Israel or any place else, you'd go after them too.
Jay, it's like saying that we know the 93 World Trade Center attack was an Al-Qaeda job, and we know the one guy that got away was harbored in Iraq.
1993 is not September the 11th. There are no reputable sources that come forward and that claim that. And you and I have this conversation every time, and I don't know of any way to get you to realize that you're being hoodwinked, man, that you're not looking at the facts. I don't have any way to get through to you.
You're trying to put this in your context.
I'm not putting it in my context. I'm using what's out there that you can freely read and see. Steve, stay out of this. I got to go, man. Stay out of the wetness. Have a good day, and call me anytime.
You too, Jay. Have a good day.
All right, see you later. I don't know how to get through. 651, traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Dealing with this crash northbound I-25 near I-76. That's your one major freeway hotspot right now. Of course, we have traffic stacked up southbound I-25 from 120th to 84th and eastbound 270 I-76 to Vasquez. The only problems off the highway, a wreck northbound Parker at Arapaho, and still have signal lights flashing red all four directions at 52nd and Vasquez, so make sure you observe that as a four-way stop. Weather today, cloudy, windy, and chilly with more rain and snow showers expected, a high of 42, and currently 41. And overcast. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can also save you on car insurance, up to $400, maybe more. AAA
and new this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Al Franken's God Spoke, The Queen, Deja Vu, and Night at the Museum. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, the video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
Policies are underwritten through Unitrin Direct Insurance Company or Unitrin Direct Property and Casualty Company. Savings challenge offer not available in all states and void where prohibited by law. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, drivers out there. Take Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. Either we save you money on your car insurance, or we give you $20. $20. Just call and tell us how much you're spending on car insurance, and we'll tell you how much money you'll save by switching to Unitrin Direct. It could be up to $300. And if we can't save you money, we'll give you $20. You heard me. Either you save on your car insurance, or you get $20. And all you have to do is call 1-800-400-8124. If you want to save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, pick up the phone and take our savings challenge. Either we save you money or you get $20. Call 1-800-400-8124 and take the Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. That's 1-800-400-8124. With Unitrin Direct, the right choice is simple. Call 1-800-400-8124.
653 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, homeowners, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. Adjustable rate mortgages are going higher and higher, and less people are now able to get the help they need because companies are cutting programs, but not the mortgage store. Cut your payments by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars every month. Right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives. The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and best service. The loan consultants at the mortgage store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way.
through the home loan process, and that's really important. It's important to get somebody good who really does care and will work with you. So call the mortgage store. Stop taking risks with your family's biggest investment, your house, and get rid of your adjustable rate mortgage and those high-cost credit cards as well. Get one low payment with a fixed rate in the fives. Call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. I'll give you the number one more time. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Al Franken's God Spoke, The Queen, Deja Vu, and Night at the Museum. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, the video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The video station. What a great place. 6:55, 5 minutes away from 7. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rain, snow. High today only 40, about a 90% chance of it. Take a look outside. Spring's gone temporarily. But as Steve said, right, the rain means spring's coming. So we'll look at it on the bright side. Stay dry out there, Steve. Okay, let's go to the phones. And we go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Wow. I had to call when I was listening to Steve because he's suffering from what I call paranoia. And what that is that every country in the Middle East who has the potential of possibly hurting us is our enemy, and we need to strike at them. I don't even know how to start with the arguments, just like you. I mean, there was no way Saddam Hussein would have ever gone with Al-Qaeda. He was too afraid of their religious theocracy that they wanted to create. He was a man who wanted to be in power, and he knew that by keeping his country together, which was three different religious versions of Islam, he had to keep his country secular. So he would have never, ever gotten in bed with Al-Qaeda.
Well, yeah. I agree.
That's number one.
I agree. I don't think, but can I just say this?
Sure.
I don't think Steve's paranoid. I don't think he's paranoid. I think what he is, he's like a majority of us in this country, in that we're concerned, and that we know that terrorism and Al Qaeda, that we know that these folks are out to do us harm. But the thing we want to do is we want to combat it in the right. The most efficient way.
Oh, absolutely. And the most efficient way is targeting their cells, targeting them. I mean, I hate to say it, like a guerrilla type of thing, but you've really got to needlepoint where they are, attack those cells. But the second thing you need to do is you've got to win the war of minds and hearts. And you're not going to do that in the Middle East by staying in Iraq. You're not going to do that by going in there with that type. We lost the war in Iraq the minute we got on land. And that was because the people in the Middle East didn't perceive us the way that the administration, for some reason, can't get into their heads, that they think, you know, they think literally that you're going to be met with roses and flowers and people cheering, oh, here comes democracy. That's not the way the people in the Middle East think. And in order to win the minds and hearts of the people of the Middle East, we've got to go back to the roots that we do believe in democracy. We believe in freedom, and you're going to have to work your problems out, but you cannot be spreading that to the rest of the world. We're going to stop you when you do that. But we can't go around invading all these countries.
I agree.
Because all you're doing then is creating the moderates who used to look to the United States and say, you know, the people in that country all live together.
Right. Yeah, all you're going to do is polarize them. I agree. Lee, thanks. Stay dry today.
You too, sweetie.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Coming up next, you think Imus was first? Well, now we got another duo in New York City that's in trouble. And we'll talk about cleaning up the airwaves and your opinion about it. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What if you could get a brand new name brand laptop for the low, low price of free? Yeah, you heard me. Even better, you can get your laptop sent directly to your door and you don't even pay the shipping. Just go to iwantmyfreelaptop.com. Earn your laptop by simply completing all paid program requirements. Just follow the simple instructions and you're on your way to getting a brand new laptop.
When I heard about iwantmyfreelaptop.com, I thought, no way. But I'm sitting here with my new laptop, and no stripped-down version either.
I got a brand new laptop. All I did was register with iwantmyfreelaptop.com and buy and try stuff I already needed.
I thought this was a joke until my laptop showed up.
Free laptops are going fast with the completion of all paid program requirements. So log on to iwantmyfreelaptop.com and discover how easy it is to get your laptop. Strict limit of one laptop per household. To get yours, go to iwantmyfreelaptop.com now. That's iwantmyfreelaptop.com. iwantmyfreelaptop.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Critics call the Food and Drug Administration a toothless tiger powerless to keep bad food off America's dinner table. Washington watchdog Caroline Smith DeWall.
It's critical that FDA's ability to regulate the food supply be restored.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us a House committee will get into that at a hearing that begins 30 minutes from now.
What this congressional committee wants to find out today is whether the FDA could have prevented outbreaks of foodborne illness, such as salmonella in peanut butter, E. coli in spinach, the pet food outbreaks, if it had the resources and clout to do so.
Overseas, an Al-Qaeda group claims it was behind the suicide truck bombing that killed nine members of the 82nd Airborne Division and wounded 20 more. Military analyst Daniel Garay says the attack on a base northeast of Baghdad is a hint of things to come.
Some of this is going to happen. We have a determined opponent. We are operating in their territory, in their backyard, and so casualties are inevitable.
The attack was the deadliest for U.S. forces in more than a year. A federal agency reportedly has its gun sights trained on the president's right-hand man. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what's this about?
Familiar territory, Frank. The fired U.S. attorneys and missing White House emails. The Los Angeles Times reports the Office of Special Counsel promises an independent review of the ongoing controversies, and that will again put the focus on top Bush political advisor Karl Rove. The counsel's office normally oversees enforcement of the Hatch Act. That's the law aimed at keeping federal employees out of partisan politics. The newspaper reports the counsel's investigation has already started, Frank.
On the CBS Health Watch, doctors encourage mothers to breastfeed their babies, but a new study by Dr. Karen Michaels at Harvard finds there's at least one thing breastfeeding can't do: prevent obesity later in life.
Breastfeeding is not the solution to the obesity epidemic, whether it is in childhood or in adulthood.
This is a sound that won't be heard on high school ball fields in New York City after September 1st. City Council has overridden a mayoral veto of a bill to ban aluminum bats. Council member Lou Fiddler says balls explode off metal bats with too much speed and force.
I think what we're doing here may save the life of a child, and we will never know. But thank God we're doing it.
Critics will try to get the ban overturned with an extra innings lawsuit in federal court. One day it may not be necessary to bleep the lyrics from some rap songs. In the wake of the Don Imus firing, Russell Simmons, the hip-hop executive who put rap on the map, is calling on the recording industry to voluntarily censor words that offend women and racial minorities. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up a half point. This is CBS News.
I'm going to say eight words you won't believe. Buying a used car should not be painful. Now, here are four words that prove it. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get APR financing on all certified used Honda Accord and Pilot models. Made you a believer, didn't I? Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda. Honda certified used cars.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Hi, Dave. Sandy here. During the night, there's going to be a huge buildup of pressure that releases scalding hot water onto the production line. Then the plant's going to shut down for the rest of the day. So that's your tomorrow. Bye now.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So to help control your temperature, Granger's added thousands of new versatile plumbing products to help you get through the day. We're adding products and removing problems, from tempering valves to pressure-reducing valves, whatever the job takes. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A strong spring weather storm system that moved into the state brought hail, lightning, and tornado warnings to the eastern plains last night, but no reports of damage. Several inches of snow coming down at this hour up in the high country.
Around the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass and Loveland Pass and Bertha Pass, those seem to be the areas that are getting hit the hardest at the moment.
A whole lot of rain coming down along the Front Range, especially here in the Denver metro area. Reporter Dan Dillard says be careful out there.
Well, we have heard about hydroplaning, very heavy, intense rainfall affecting some visibility to some extent.
The bad news, all this expected to continue right through the evening rush hour. A court in Indonesia has acquitted Denver-based Newmont Mining and the director of a local subsidiary of polluting a bay northeast of Jakarta, sickening hundreds of local villagers. The verdict in the case of 57-year-old Richard Ness came after a nearly two-year trial. He was looking at 10 years behind bars if convicted. And work is officially underway on a solar energy plant in the San Luis Valley. $60 million facility being built by Sun Edison, which will then sell the power to Xcel, should be up and running next year. It'll be one of the biggest in the country, producing enough energy to power 1,500 homes. San Luis Valley, one of the state's poorest regions, but its flat open spaces and plentiful sunshine make it a great place to produce solar power. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. With the weather really creating some problems now, we have a lot of stop-and-go traffic eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike extending from Sheridan toward Pecos. Same jam southbound, 120th to 84th through Thornton to North Glen. Now, that's due to a wreck we have right near 92nd. Southbound 25 bogged down just before Bellevue. We had a wreck there as well, truck into the retaining wall. He was blocking the left lane. And we've got one at the end of the ramp from Hamden, also to southbound I-25, right in that area. So please just slow down. Take it easy this morning. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, cloudy, windy, and chilly with some minor accumulations. Rain, snow expected throughout the day. High of 42. Currently 41 and overcast. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At Reunion in Northeast Denver, Brookline Homes has opened its Gourmet Series in the gallery at the back nine. Come to 104th and Tower to tour these stunning model homes. Open daily from 10 to 6, or visit online at reunionco.com.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac Zero Turn mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work, hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride. Easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, baby. We're back already. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7, a.m. 7:60, Progressive Talk. You can see it outside. It is wet and it is cold. And I've got a friend. I'm not going to say where this friend is because it's probably not a good thing, but he is he's in the Middle East and is with the National Guard. Check this out, where he is. I just got an email from him, and it's 107 degrees where he is. 107. It's kind of like Las Vegas, right, in the summertime, where it gets to be like 115. I like the heat. But I can imagine that he's a little tired of it because he's been living in it for quite a while. All right, it's 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The Don Imus thing caused a huge row. You guys know that, and we talked about it. And a lot of people wrote that off as being trivial. And I was like, well, GJ, why are you spending so much time on that? And to me, it's not trivial because it has to do with the use of the airwaves, both. And when we talk about the airwaves, we can talk about television, too. There's a report today in the Washington Post that the FCC is seeking to rein in violence on TV. And we've had numerous discussions here about violence on television and about its effect. And the thing I always worry about here is this. Like, in theory, I agree with most of you who have called in on different occasions and have said, look, you don't like it, don't listen to it, don't watch it. And I agree with that. And I think as consumers, we all make choices about this stuff all the time. About what we won't listen to, about what we won't watch. And that's part of what this country is all about. Is that when it comes to everything, you make choices about these things, right? What kind of car are you going to buy? Where are you going to go shop for clothes? Where are you going to go buy building material? Well, name anything. It doesn't make any difference what it is. We all make choices. And that dictates whether people in business survive or they don't survive. But the airwaves, to me, fall into a totally different category and a completely different category. And the reason that they do is because you can make the argument that the airwaves are a finite resource that not everyone has access to. You and I can't just get together and put on a radio station. We would get busted by the feds. And we can't do that. And so in return for being able to have that privilege, there used to be the argument made in this country that you would have to meet certain standards. And you would have to do certain things. A lot of those standards have been relaxed now because of deregulation. Overregulation is a drag. But you have to, in any business, with anything, you've got to have some regulation. I mean, even boil this down to somebody who pushes a cart on the sidewalk and sells hot buttered corn, any kind of food. I mean, you'd want the local government, or the place you live in, you'd want them to ensure that what you're being sold is clean and is not tainted so that you don't eat it and you don't get sick. And the first reaction you would have is, well, I bought it from so-and-so, and man, he must have had salmonella or something. And I got sick. You'd be mad at the government. As much as people in this country rant and rave about the government, and you know there's a whole core of people out there who think that the government is inherently evil and it doesn't make any difference on what level, local, state, or federal, they still, in some way, shape, or form, have to turn around and they got to rely on the government, right? Because we all do for something. And look at the FDA controversy. Look at this whole thing that's come up now about spinach, about peanut butter, about dog food, and people questioning the FDA. I'd like to remind you that Newt Gingrich, who would like to seek the Republican nomination for the presidency, but probably won't get it because he's got a screw loose, once stood up on the floor of Congress and advocated eliminating the FDA. Gee, strange nobody in the media remembers that, and how come they don't question him about it? But would you like to see the FDA abolished? No. I think if anything, now a lot of us have got to believe that you got to beef up the FDA.
right? And I don't care where you stand politically. Because you don't want your kids. Here, let me make you a peanut butter sandwich. You don't want your kids to get peanut butter with salmonella in it, do you? And these folks who run around and scream about government interference in the quote-unquote free marketplace, I'd love to see what they have to say about this. Oh, okay, so in other words, if you don't want any government regulation in the free marketplace, and I'm not calling for over-regulation, but if you don't want any regulation, you don't want any standards, can I give your son or your daughter some tainted peanut butter with salmonella? Would that be okay? Could I sell that to you? Oh, and by the way, I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to sell it to you. So how much is a jar of peanut butter these days? Turk would know.
About $2-3, $3.
Okay, so I'm going to take $3 from you. And here, the product's no good. And who are you going to call? Because there's no FDA. We get rid of it. All right. So back to radio. So I'm in the mindset that, well, I don't think there should be extreme heavy regulation of content on what goes out over the airwaves. I do think that companies, and I do think that there should be some standards on the airwaves. Tricky part is, how do you establish what standards and who decides what is and what isn't? That's one of the chief challenges. Now, we have certain things in this society that we know are not acceptable. That we don't accept. Most of us don't. And would you agree with me that most of us do not accept racism? And most of us do not accept sexism? So we don't accept that stuff. We don't like it. And when we see examples of it, we're set back and we're horrified by it. Bearing in mind that there are some people who don't care. It doesn't bother them. All right, here's the story. CBS Radio has suspended two hosts from an FM station in New York City today after an Asian American advocacy organization complained about the broadcast of a 6-minute prank phone call to a Chinese restaurant that was peppered with ethnic and sexual slurs. The call was first placed on the Doghouse with JV and Elvis, a mid-morning show on Free FM in New York City, and it was done on April 5th. That's the day after Don Imus made his comment about the Rutgers women basketball team on WFAN, which is another CBS-owned station. The call was then replayed on the Doghouse on Thursday, a week after Mr. Imus was fired by CBS Radio. In the skit, a series of apparently unsuspecting employees of a Chinese restaurant are berated by a caller who tells one woman he would like to come to your restaurant and see her naked, especially the part of her body he refers to as hot Asian spicy. The caller also attempts to order fried lice, brags of his prowess in kung fu, and repeatedly curses at several employees. In a statement on Sunday, the four New York area chapters of the Organization of Chinese Americans and Advocacy Group demanded an apology from the show's two hosts and from CBS Radio and called for the firing of the hosts and their producer. In an interview before the suspensions were announced, the president of the New York City chapter said she was mystified that CBS would allow the call to be broadcast in the first place and that would permit it to be replayed in the aftermath of the Imus incident. And she says she promises to rip a page from the playbook of Reverend Al Sharpton, who led the charge for Mr. Imus' dismissal by staging protests of CBS Radio and boycotting advertisers on WFNY, that's Free FM. They don't think they're going to get any backlash from the Asian American community. She said they're definitely wrong. Now, in an email message sent out yesterday, I believe it was afternoon, a spokesperson for CBS Radio, Karen Mateo, said the two hosts had been suspended without pay until further notice. And she said they apologized on their show. And this woman from this from the Chinese the Asian American advocacy group said she first learned of the doghouse broadcast on Saturday in an article published in Ming Pao, a Chinese language daily in New York. She said her organization has since sent emails, messages to general manager and program director of Free FM, voicing its concerns, but had to resort to regular email to reach Leslie Moonves, the president and chief executive of CBS. All right. Now, is this a good thing or a bad thing? And do you think these guys ought to be fired for this, or is being suspended enough? And I'd also like to know your opinion about folks who get on the air and do this kind of stuff. Do you have a tolerance towards that? Is it okay to do this stuff as long as it's intended to be humor? Or do you find it objectionable? So I'm asking a bunch of complex questions here. 303-713-7600. Your feelings about this? Well, these two guys ought to be booted from their gig for doing this. And, you know, your feelings about people who get on the air and resort to this kind of stuff. And you know that they do it because they think it's funny. And how many of you just don't think it's funny? Or how many of you think that folks like this organization of Chinese Americans, that they're too uptight? I'd really like to get your feelings about this. So get off your half moons. There's no right or wrong. There's only your expressed opinion. 303-713-7600, 720, 20 minutes after.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This just in, breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Braves.
I'm sorry. My fault. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, English Cocker Spaniels is known as being merry. I'm supposed to tell you what best describes Coco and Jackson's personality. Yeah, they're merry most of the time. But then, of course, on other times, they're not so merry. We love them. We love them to death. We really do. And that's why we take excellent care of them. And we value all the time we have of them because dogs, they're wonderful. But you know something? They just don't live long enough. So you got to take as best care of them as you possibly can. Now, if you've got a puppy, you should also be interested in Purina One. And we've fed Jackson and Coco Purina One since they've been puppies. See, puppies have a different nutritional needs than adult dogs. That's why there's Purina One Healthy Puppy Formula and Large Breed Puppy Formula. Both are formulated with DHA. It's a nutrient also found in mother's milk for vision and brain development. Both formulas contain high-quality protein like real lamb or chicken as the first ingredient for strong muscles and healthy energy. Made with highly digestible ingredients. That's so it's gentle on your puppy's stomach. You got a puppy? Or maybe even if you got an adult dog, there's a Purina One formula that's right for your pet no matter what the age. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today to take the Purina One challenge, and you'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Petco.
Southwest Airlines is taking low fares to Tampa beginning May 4th. Southwest now offers a new daily nonstop flight from Denver to Tampa. Visit southwest.com today to book your trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
He's our newest lefty in that network building full of righties.
What's it like to go in there every day and it's you and then there's everybody else?
As you know, a big liberal detector goes off when I walk in the building. There's a big alarm that goes off the minute I walk in. Holmes is in the building. Be careful. I'd rather be the one guy saying the thing that nobody else says.
Manning an island in a sea of conservatives.
Quite frankly, I think I have a unique, enjoyable position.
Alan Combs.
Tonight, Denver, AM 760.
Weeknights at 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Alan's good people and does good shows. Check him out. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7. Rain, snow, high today, 40. Talking about these two guys on this FM station in New York City. This one also owned by CBS, who got suspended for making a prank call to a Chinese restaurant, berating the person on the other end, making all kinds of sexual comments, and also doing... mocking the way Chinese people talk and cursing at several of the employees and the whole thing. And I ask all these complicated questions about this in the beginning, but John Turk and I were talking about this, and I'd really like to know about this too. Why do people find race and race jokes? Why do they find race and race jokes funny? Okay. For those of us who don't find them funny, and I can't remember the last one that I heard that I really thought was very funny, and I'm sure there's some out there, but for those of us who don't find it funny, okay, is there something wrong with us? Or, and do we take life too seriously? Or is there something wrong with finding racially motivated jokes or racial stereotyping or even sexist jokes funny? Like, do you find that stuff funny? I wonder about that. And how about if you're watching, well, if you, okay, what's the psychology on this? If it's a person of color who's telling a racial joke, or they're making fun. Well, see, I just answered my own question in my mind, so now I got to tell you. You know what the difference is? The difference is, okay, it's one thing if I make fun of being Jewish or being a once overweight fat male. But if somebody who's Jewish makes fun of Jews, then it's offensive. Why is that? Yeah, somebody who's not Jewish. That's what I meant. Thank you, John. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that that's offensive? Okay, so that would be the question, because that's the thing that's most commonly raised. That's the objection. Well, what about so and so? He gets on there and he does it. Why is it okay for him to do it? Why isn't it okay for me to do it? Okay, why is it all right for an African-American person to do it? like an African-American comedian. But it's not okay for a white person to do it. Why is it when people do this stuff on the radio, apparently somebody must think it's funny? Why is it funny? Why does this stuff appeal to people? And for those of us who it doesn't appeal to, is there something wrong with us? Do we have no sense of humor? I think I have a pretty good sense of humor. I've said some pretty outrageous stuff on the air. But I don't ever remember doing those kind of jokes. And I don't tell those kind of jokes. Mary and I don't tell them. And when people do it in front of me, I feel uncomfortable. Whether it's race-based jokes or sexual. Does that make you feel uncomfortable, John?
No. Doesn't bother you? I'm probably the complete opposite of you. I mean, I don't get offended. I'm quarter Cherokee Indian, you know, and there's Indian jokes out there that have been told to me. They don't offend me. You know, and one of my favorite comedians out there is Lisa Lampanelli, who is just so blatantly hardcore, makes fun of every single ethnic group out there. I mean, she really does. She makes fun of white people, African Americans, Asians, Jews, Italians. I mean, she's Italian. She's an Italian girl. And I find her extremely funny, and I don't know if it makes me, you know, I don't think I'm sick. I don't think I'm racist because I laugh at her jokes, but... You know, that's a tough question, Jay. I don't know why I find it funny. I really don't know why I find it funny, and I don't think it creates racist feelings for me when I hear these kind of jokes.
Well, maybe it's me. Maybe I don't have any sense of humor.
I think a lot of people are too sensitive.
Well,
tell me a good white joke and I'll laugh my ass off, I swear.
I don't ever hear that many white jokes. The only white jokes I ever hear are usually about Southerners.
Right. Well, you know,
that,
if you go, you know, back
that,
and
but
listen...
That, but that bothers me, too.
Right. But, you know, Richard Pryor, I'm sure, has done it. Eddie Murphy's done it. You know, Carlos Mencia. Dave Chappelle. They make fun of white people. I find that just as funny.
Yeah. Well, there's something inherently funny about all of us. There's something inherently funny about everybody.
We got to be able to laugh at ourselves, don't we?
Yeah, but you know what? It's not a matter of laughing at yourself. It's a matter of... You know what? It goes back to what I said before. It's a matter of... If you make fun of yourself... Or the group identity that you have... You make fun of that group. That's one thing. But if somebody else does it... Then it falls into a different category. Right? Don't you then become offended? Now, maybe you don't, John, but I think a lot of people do. Okay, making stereotypical comments about people. Isn't that offensive?
It depends on... it depends. And I know that's kind of a lame answer, but you know, it depends on how... degrading the stereotype is.
All right. Humor, though. I mean, is humor... Okay, here's the thing. Is humor a defense? That's the whole thing. Is humor a defense? Is humor a defense for poor taste? Is humor a defense for getting on the radio and talking about African Americans, or getting on the radio and talking about... In this case, these two guys in New York, Asians. And you know who uses the humor defense all the time? Oh, I was only kidding. You didn't get the joke. You know who does that all the time, don't you? Limbaugh. And Limbaugh's followers do that, too. They'll call you up. You don't get it. You don't get what he's saying. He was being humorous. Well, wait a minute. I don't find anything humorous about that.
I think you're going to see a lot of talk show hosts all over the country becoming real tight-lipped after this whole Don Imus fallout. I mean, I really do. And there is division. You've talked about it here several times on the show about free radio versus pay radio. And I don't know how you can actually go about and clean up free radio as to where if you're going to find, you know, maybe racist, sexist jokes on your pay like satellite radio, and not get that kind of stuff on your free radio.
Because the difference is that you pay for access to one, the other one you don't pay for any access to.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying, how would you get it divided so that the free FM and AM radio is going to be completely clean and you won't hear that kind of stuff on it?
Well, that's a big question. I don't know if people want that or not, but I think the thing is you get busted if you do it. I mean, people will complain. People will get upset. I'm not worried about it because I don't do it, but people will get upset. All right, 303-713-7600. If you want to air out on this and you want to talk about humor and you want to talk about ethnicity and you want to talk about all of these things, and I would love, and I don't know how many African-American or Latino listeners we have, but I would love to hear from you about this if you're a person of color. Also, I don't know the answer to this question, and John and I talked about this off the air. Do African Americans, do Latinos, do Asians, do they tell jokes about white people? And I'm not talking about comedians. I'm talking about in interactions. I would assume they do, but I don't know. Because if you really look at it, we're all basically isolated here to a large degree. We hang out with people that are only like us. Most of us do. Not all of us, but most of us do. All right, 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina, those racial stereotyping, those racial jokes, stuff like that, sexist jokes, does that make you uncomfortable?
You know, I would have to say overall it probably does. I've certainly laughed at those kind of things before. Certain comedians, I have to admit.
Well, I think we all have. But does it make you uncomfortable, and is humor a defense for that kind of stuff? I was only kidding. Yeah, but come on.
I don't know. I think it's highly hypocritical of us.
Yeah.
I'm half Hispanic, and, you know, there's a Latin comedian that I've seen on Showtime recently, and I think he's pretty funny, and I get some of the stuff that he's talking about. I relate to it from my family's standpoint. But I've never heard my own family say those kind of things. We don't joke that way in our family.
You joke about white people?
No.
Caucasians? No?
You know, I tease my husband sometimes.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a fine line here between satire, humor, and you know what? Maybe what the story is, maybe in today's world, we don't know where that line is. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe we have no clue where that line is. Maybe we need to redefine that line. This is going to, people, there are going to be people who are going to be mad at me for saying this. Don't you find it offensive, like if you turn on the radio, don't you find it offensive when white people are on the radio making jokes about people of color? I find that offensive.
I find it offensive either way.
And if I heard people of color, if I heard an African American disc jockey or talk show host making cracks about white people, that gets offensive too. I don't know.
I agree.
I don't. You know what I'm doing here? I'm groping to try to get some kind of feeling out of people and some kind of definition about what they feel is acceptable, what they don't feel is acceptable, and what they feel is offensive and what they don't feel is offensive. And the idea that we may not have any sense of humor that people will charge you with being insensitive or that there's no sense of humor and And I don't know. I feel like there's a big change coming in this area, and I'm not scared of it. And I won't listen to anybody who does that kind of stuff, because I just don't find it entertaining. But hell, I'm just an old guy. What the hell would I know? All right. It's wet out there. Traffic is messy, and the rain continues to fall, and in some areas, snow. So what's the commute times like now?
Slow, Jay, just all over. We've got stop-and-go traffic along eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, really from Wadsworth all the way up to Pecos. A lot of that is because of the standing water on the highway, and traffic is just virtually at a stop. So that's a major problem spot. Southbound 25, we had a crash in the DTC right near Bellevue. They were still clearing that. Eastbound I-76 before 88th, and we had one up at 92nd and southbound 25. So, of course, everything is really messed up coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Weather today, cloudy, windy, and chilly, looking for a high of only 42 and some possible rain and snow shower accumulation. Currently, right now, it's 41 and overcast. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the great opportunity to try before you buy and take advantage of awesome sale prices as the Dick's Sporting Goods Outdoor Adventure Tour rolls into...
Hello, I'm Max, and I'm the CEO, COO, CFO, VP, HR, Head of Shipping and Receiving, Sales Director, Supply Coordinator, and Official Coffee Maker.
In other words, Max owns a business. In recognition of National Small Business Week, Max will be joining other business owners at Sam's Club, Wednesday, April 25th, anytime between 7 to 10 a.m. And you can, too. Network with other business owners, learn valuable information, and enjoy a complimentary continental breakfast. You take care of business. We'll take care of you. Visit samsclub.com for details and location nearest you.
We discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
Hello, I'm Max, and I'm the CEO, COO, CFO, VP, HR, Head of Shipping and Receiving, Sales Director, Supply Coordinator, and Official Coffee Maker.
In other words, Max owns a business. In recognition of National Small Business Week, Max will be joining other business owners at Sam's Club, Wednesday, April 25th, anytime between 7 to 10 a.m. And you can, too. Network with other business owners, learn valuable information, and enjoy a complimentary continental breakfast. You take care of business. We'll take care of you. Visit samsclub.com for details and location nearest you.
Travelocity presents the Lucky in Vegas sale. Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to Las Vegas.
Hello, jackpot!
That's $75 more to enjoy on shows, tours, shopping.
Or blackjack. Hit me, baby.
The Lucky in Vegas sale. Book by April 30th and save $75.
Last one at the slot machines is a stinky tomato.
$75 off when you book with your MasterCard card. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin, your thrombosis case on the radio. 7:42, 42 minutes after the hour. Rain, snow, high today of 40. Okay, we're talking about these two hosts who did this whole thing with this Chinese restaurant and engaged in racial, sexual, and cursing and employees. They got suspended. And talking about the whole idea here of racial humor, both on the air and off the air, and what you feel about it. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm okay.
Long time no talk to you here, Jay.
Yeah.
I was talking to Turk, and I was just telling him, I'll try to make this as brief as possible. You know, you and I come from a generation of what I call Don Rickles comedy, you know. And I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, don't know him and people that don't like him. Yet he went after everybody, including Jews. And, he's a Jew. But the whole thing was that when he was doing it, he never descended to really, really mean depths of trying to stereotype or caricature people. And the other thing was that, in essence, that he made it plain that he didn't hold any dislike, you know, to any ethnic group, you know. And comedians back then, I don't think that was a huge part of the comedic lexicon. Let's put it that way. Okay? The other thing is, the other side of it is, we live in such a political correctness age, and we have a society today that looks at everything, and we are, I think, sometimes a little overly sensitive to things that are being said. For me, when it's said in meanness, I could see the thing that you never spoke about anyone's mother unless you wanted to get into a fight, you know? That kind of thing with the political correctness, sometimes we have to, you know, take a step back and say, are we truly, you know, is this person truly being hateful, or are they just looking at the human, you know, the human condition and human beings?
That's one of the problems. How do you decide who draws the line? How do you decide who makes the decision? And how do you decide? I mean, there are some things that are clearly over the line. Like for instance, okay, how about this? Do people find that humorous to mock other people's accents? Even though we've all done it at times. I mean, is that humorous? Would it be humorous to call a Chinese restaurant on the radio and mock their accent?
Yes, they do. And I mean, I think we've all done it. I think we've all done it. You know, but in saying it in a way that is truly hurtful to a person and belittling them beyond that point, beyond just the accent, and saying, you know, hey, you know, you can't speak English without the accent. No, they can't. They can't. You have to understand that they're different. You know, the sounds that they hear, that they've heard since they were born, are different. Now, yet, you know, okay, you have Chinese Americans here that speak perfect English, all right? But when they're with the old folks don't speak might speak perfect English, you know, in terms of vocabulary and everything, but they have an accent.
My mom speaks
English, but she speaks it with a pretty heavy Spanish accent and all, and sometimes you listen to her speak, and I have to smile because, you know, it does sound funny. You know, here's the other thing. I just want to mention one more quick thing. I don't know if you read Westward very, very much, you know, if you pick it up at all.
Oh, yeah, all
the
time.
I pick it up every week.
Yeah.
You know that column that's in there, Ask a Mexican?
Uh-huh, right.
That's one of the funniest things, that, you know, that I've ever read. That guy, and it's all letters. It's letters from people.
But when you read that, you clearly know that that's humor and social satire, but...
Exactly.
You clearly understand that, but then when you hear other people do things, you have a hard time determining whether that's what it really is, and then it all comes down to where you draw the line.
Hey,
Mick, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Simeon in Denver. Simeon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Really quick, I do want to agree with the last caller. And also want to agree with the statement that you made about knowing where the line is. And I think that's the big question. And it has a lot to do with the history of the country on a whole, you know, as it deals with racism toward any culture. And, I mean, that's pretty much where it's coming from. There's some people, like myself, I'm 30 years old, right? I haven't been on Earth too long, haven't been in this country too long, but... there's other people who've been here 50, 60 years, and they were here during a highly racist time period, and when they hear things like that, it still offends them. And it may offend me, too, depending. I think it has to do with is the intent a mean intent? Are they trying to offend? Are they trying to make people feel less than human, less than a man, less than an American, right?
All right, so somebody does something that like these two guys on the air. So then you say, well, and this, they weren't trying to be mean. They were only joking around. Would that like excuse their behavior then?
Well, in this situation, my feeling on it is that the people who they called probably were not in on the joke, right? So they called a private party who had nothing to do with it, and it could have been offensive to them. I could see that it could be offensive to the person that they called. They had nothing; they didn't have any prior knowledge of the call. And if they were in on the joke, yeah, then I would probably think it was funny. Everybody's joking around, but because they may not have been in on the joke, there, it's another gray area that I would probably go on the side of offensive. Whereas, as opposed to, with the Don Imus thing, they weren't in on the joke either, but that was, in my opinion, a little different.
All right, well, then, so the trick is here that it can't come across mean-spirited, and that you clearly have to know, okay, that what somebody is doing is intended as a joke. Right?
To an extent, yeah. Because when comedians do things, you clearly know it's a joke, right? But if somebody walked up to me on the street and I don't know him, and he says something to me that's a little bit off color, no pun intended, then he's like, well, what do you mean by that? Well, why did you say that? You know, there's a perception there. And there's not an understood foundation.
All right, Simeon, thank you, man. Good call.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you. 7:50, it's 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More calls coming up. Gina now with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's a tough ride in and out of the city. Right now, if you're in the high country, I-70 really being affected by the snowfall. We've had a jackknife semi eastbound right near Georgetown. It's blocking the left lane. Of course, we have chain laws in effect both directions at the Eisenhower and over those summit passes at the Berthoud and the Loveland. So just be very careful. It's going to be pretty treacherous. Here in the metro area, still have a lot of stop-and-go traffic. Westbound I-76 before 96, that's due to a pretty bad crash we've had in that location. Southbound 25 near 92nd and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike still stop and go from Sheridan to Pecos. Weather outlook today, cloudy, windy, and chilly with more rain and snow showers expected. Currently, 41 and overcast. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Dr. Cog, Ride Arrangers. Want to help care for our air? Carpool or vanpool to work, and you can reduce pollution and feel free to be green. Call Ride Arrangers at 303-458-POOL. Or visit drcog.org.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta. It's the 20th annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center Park on Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th. Don't miss out on authentic Mexican cuisine, mariachi music, and live entertainment. Stop by the AM 760 tent on Saturday to meet Jay Marvin and on Sunday to meet the Colorado Crush Girls. For more information on all the weekend's festivities and highlights, log on to am760.net. Celebrate culture at Cinco de Mayo with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
What if you could get a brand new name brand laptop for the low, low price of free? Yeah, you heard me. Even better, you can get your laptop sent directly to your door and you don't even pay the shipping. Just go to iwantmyfreelaptop.com. Earn your laptop by simply completing all paid program requirements. Just follow the simple instructions and you're on your way to getting a brand new laptop.
When I heard about iwantmyfreelaptop.com, I thought, no way. But I'm sitting here with my new laptop, and no stripped-down version either.
I got a brand new laptop. All I did was register with iwantmyfreelaptop.com and buy and try stuff I already needed.
I thought this was a joke until my laptop showed up.
Free laptops are going fast with the completion of all paid program requirements. So log on to iwantmyfreelaptop.com and discover how easy it is to get your laptop. Strict limit of one laptop per household. To get yours, go to iwantmyfreelaptop.com now. That's iwantmyfreelaptop.com. iwantmyfreelaptop.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rain, snow, 90% chance of that, depending on where you are. High today only going to be about 40, but you factor in the wind chill, it'll go lower than that. We're talking about racial humor and also these two hosts who got suspended from the CBS FM station in New York City for pulling this this stunt or a skit with these folks at a Chinese restaurant, and they didn't, of course, know what was going on. And it got sexual, and it got racial, and there was some cussing. All right, let's go to Jim in Greeley. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, man.
Hey, I understand the difference between entertainment-based racial humor and hate speech. I mean, what Michael Richards did was hate speech. The problem I have is the disparity in criticism from the media about racially-based entertainment things. My case in point is the Wayman brothers. They did a movie a while back called White Chicks. They dressed up as these two white girls. They acted like drunken, empty-headed sluts, and nobody said a word. Picture if Ben Affleck and Matt Damon dressed up as black women or Hispanic women and acted like ridiculous, empty-brained sluts. They would ask for their heads on a pike.
Well, I think you're right about that. I think there would be objections. There would be criticism, and I think that if there were people who came forward and found that movie to be offensive, John and I were talking about this off the air. Neither one of us saw the film because neither one of us particularly care for those two. So we don't have a tendency to follow anything they do, either on television or in movies.
Can you imagine
I can.
The roles were reversed,
yes,
where white people were criticizing?
Yeah, I can. I'm buying into it, and yeah, I can imagine that if there are people who step forward and would raise hell about it. The only thing I would point out is that the difference in the coverage would have to do with this, okay? There are more incidents of racially motivated speech and jokes about people of color than there are about white people. But be that as it may, it doesn't make it right on either side.
Thanks, Jim.
I got to run. Thanks. News coming up. Then Alberto Gonzalez and Iraq.
Did you know you can
to listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net, courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like, or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
If you can only make minimum payments on your credit card bills, listen closely. The late fees, higher interest rates, and service charges are only adding to the problem. You need a proven solution to cut your credit card debt now and stop the problem from growing every month. Call Provanta for a free, no-obligation consultation. They can show you how they can drastically reduce your credit card debt, cutting years and thousands off of what you owe. In fact, for over 15 years, people just like you have let Provanta go to work for them, negotiating with their creditors to make the debt headaches and pressure that go with it simply disappear. Avoid bankruptcy. Get out of credit card prison.
Call for your free consultation now.
800-295-0161. That's 800-295-0161. Don't wait another minute. The call is free. The consultation is free.
Get your freedom back and save literally thousands of hard-earned dollars.
Call 800-295-0161. That's 800-295-0161. Not available in all states.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A hearing that begins minutes from now will try to find out why the public and his own family were misled about the death of Afghan war hero Pat Tillman. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
The basic facts are clear. A friendly fire incident took the life of Pat Tillman, the former NFL star who joined the Army and went to fight in Afghanistan. It is the kind of tragedy that happens in the heat of battle. But what the committee holding this hearing wants to know is why it was covered up, why Tillman's family and the public were fed a story that was not true, and why the Army, which knew the truth, didn't reveal it until after a public memorial service had been held.
An Al-Qaeda insurgent group is taking responsibility for one of the deadliest attacks to date of American troops. 9 American soldiers killed, 20 more wounded in a suicide truck bombing at a base in Diyala, northeast of Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman.
The worry all along has been that the security surge in this city would mean attacks popping up in other places, places like Hilla and Diyala. And now 9 U.S. soldiers have been killed in a single attack.
All 9 were members of the 82nd Airborne based at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. A House subcommittee is hearing testimony on what the Food and Drug Administration has not done to protect the food supply. Subcommittee Chairman Bart Stupak of Michigan says one case of peanut butter contaminated with salmonella bacteria illustrates the problem.
Our investigation shows that ConAgra found salmonella in their peanut butter in 2004, but did not report it to the FDA, even when the FDA in 2005 requested ConAgra's records.
Presidential advisor Karl Rove is reportedly being investigated by the Government Office of Special Counsel. The Los Angeles Times says the scope of the investigation includes Rove's role in the firing of federal prosecutors and missing White House emails. New York University law professor Paul Light says the investigation is a big deal.
If I were Rove, I would hire an attorney right away. This is the kind of investigation that can lead to an indictment. Political appointees and senior officials have been indicted for less.
Bicycle champion Floyd Landis is fighting back. On the CBS News early show, Landis took issue with the latest report that accused him of using illegal substances to win last year's Tour de France.
I won the Tour fair and square, and I've been trying to get that message across by educating people about what happened here in the first place.
Landis says the report's just another attempt to strip him of the title. A Washington advocacy group says 15 states don't do enough to help abused and neglected children.
Single step that our over 100 experts in our panels advise to lift up these children and do what is best for them is to give them a lawyer.
Children's advocate Peter Samuelson says only 17 states require lawyers to represent children in cases of abuse and neglect. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is up 20 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountants. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountants knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountants for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountants, a Robert Half Company.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Well, the weather getting worse out there. Standing water on I-25 and I-70 in the low-lying areas.
A lot of splashback hitting me right now.
And there's snow piling up at the higher elevations. This driver is up in the foothills near Bailey.
The snow's piling up with ice below it. It's real wet and real nasty.
Winter storm warning continues for the Palmer Divide near Monument Hill, the Front Range foothills, and the mountains. We're up to 2 feet of snow above 8,000 feet, 10 to 16 inches for the foothills. Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne has signed the paperwork to formally create the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site in southeastern Colorado. The site in Kiowa County will be dedicated this Saturday. And a judge and a prosecutor both facing disciplinary hearings after admitting they had sex in the judge's chambers and being together in the shower at the Douglas County Courthouse. 57-year-old judge has resigned. The 29-year-old prosecutor was fired. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, the weather really wreaking havoc with the traffic. We've got a number of major hot spots here in the city. A two-vehicle crash westbound I-76 just before 96. We actually had one of the cars cross the into the eastbound lanes there. Up 6th Avenue, east and westbound, really affected between I-25 and Sheridan due to a crash on those westbound lanes. We also have a major mess, of course, in the high country. I-70, multiple slide-off accidents being reported in both directions near Evergreen Parkway. Very, very slow speeds there, especially westbound near Lookout Mountain. Weather outlook today, cloudy, windy, and chilly with more rain and snow showers expected today. A high of 42. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a mix of rain and snow, 1 to 3 inches possible in the metro area, a low of 33. Currently, it is cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a loaded 06 Explorer for just $16,900. They sell them for less every day guaranteed, so get your 06 Explorer today for just $16,900 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac Zero Turn mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work, hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride, easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The rain continues to fall, also the snow, depending on where you are. About a 90% chance of it today, and the high today only going to be about 40. All right, let's turn to Democratic whiz, strategist, and gigantic brain. We're talking about Rich Masters of Corvus Communications, and he is not only a managing partner of Corvus, but also has extensive history in the media and also in political campaigns. And, Rich, welcome back, man.
Hey, brother. Thanks for having me. Love being on your show.
Oh, you know, I think you should come to Denver when I'm on vacation. I think you should host this show.
I'm up for it, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to talk to management about it. All right, let's start here. First of all, listen to this, if you can hear it down the phone line. This is George W. Bush yesterday. All right, play that, John.
The Attorney General went up and gave a very candid assessment and answered every question he could possibly answer, honestly answer, in a way that increased my confidence in his ability to do the job. One of the things that's important for the American people to understand is that the Attorney General has a right to recommend to me to replace U.S. attorneys. U.S. attorneys serve at the pleasure of the President. In other words, we have named them, and I have the right to replace them with somebody else. And as the investigation or the hearings went forward, it was clear that the Attorney General broke no law, did no wrongdoing. And some senators didn't like his explanation, but he answered as honestly as he could. And this is an honest, honorable man in whom I have confidence.
All right. I've run out of things to say about this. What's your feeling?
What do you add to that? I mean, Jay, help me out. I mean, you know, I guess it shouldn't come as a surprise that he viewed the testimony that way. I mean, he's still the guy that thinks it's going just swimmingly in Iraq. You know, I don't know what he's taken, but I'd like some of it. It's a nice world to live in where you just paint in your mind the picture that you want, and that's the way the world is, not as it really is. Unbelievable. Let me say here, I told you so. I've been saying this for weeks that he's going to hang on to this guy. Nobody believes me, but I think, you know, the only way he goes is if, you know, the Republican leadership really says we can't survive with this guy any longer, and they go straight to Gonzalez, because I think Bush has his heels dug in. I think this is, for whatever reason, he thinks this is a political winner for him. I think he thinks it makes Democrats look like they're partisan. I can't imagine, because I sat and watched that testimony, as did millions of Americans, and I can't think anyone could think that he was being forthright or honest or would give confidence in anything. I mean, even if it's true that he doesn't recall this stuff, I've got no confidence in an attorney general who can't remember the meeting he was at 3 months ago.
But he says he has it boosts his confidence in him?
Oh. Well, I think, Jay, if you look at he has to say that at this point. I mean, he has put all of his chips into this corner. And I think, I mean, look how long he held on to Don Rumsfeld. I mean, for years after it was clear that it was a failed policy in Iraq, all went straight back to the feet of Don Rumsfeld. And guess what? He hung on to him for years. And I have a feeling that we're going to see Alberto Gonzalez as Attorney General until January of 2009. I think he's going to hang on to him. I think he thinks it's a political winner. And as a Democrat who likes watching this administration just make mistake after mistake after mistake, fine, bring it on. But it's dangerous for America when the Department of Justice becomes so politicized. It's really a disgrace.
I just can't figure him out. I cannot figure out. And I don't like, I said this earlier this morning, I don't like coming on the radio every single day and blaming everything on him and beating him up endlessly, because after a while it just becomes mundane. But when I heard that yesterday, I cannot connect the dots as to where he lives. I don't know what planet he's on.
Well, he clearly, I mean, is in a state of denial. I mean, in a state of denial about Iraq. I mean, and if you look at the administration, the way every truth teller inside that administration has faced disgrace, whether that's Paul O'Neill at Treasury or, you know, whomever, you know, General George Shinseki, who said that they would take 200,000 troops to secure a peace in Iraq after the fall of Baghdad, who, by the way, was right. But what happened? He got fired, basically, from his post as the chief of staff to the army. Everyone who tells the truth in this administration, the truth as, or anyone who speaks reality, is summarily dismissed. And anyone who toes that loyal Bushy line, I mean, those the emails internally, I think, and I'd point your listeners to that, Jay. The emails internally, the top criteria for the Department of Justice was whether or not they were Bushy loyalists. I mean, that was the key criteria. That is a dangerous thing. I mean, you know, you can talk about how political Bill Clinton was, but, you know, Janet Reno's Department of Justice never in a million years would have used that as their principal criterion. Listen, there's no question that the president, whoever he or she is, can determine who the U.S. attorneys are, and they're going to be of their political parties. I mean, all of those U.S. attorneys, Jay, you and I would disagree with them on politics, but the truth is you have to have confidence that they're not going to bring politics into the door of their office when they come in as a prosecutor. They wield immeasurable power, and now it's clear that the only criterion was that they were going to be loyal Bushies, which is dangerous.
Well, the whole thing is bizarre. I mean, if you don't even look at that aspect of it, if you just look at the aspect of this, that you've got anybody who's an apartment head in any business, any place, and this guy always bills himself or used to bill himself as being the quote-unquote CEO president, who is questioned and can't remember, and answers, I can't remember, I don't recollect, 75 to 76 times, no, that person would not have a job. You get fired.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And now let's keep in mind, this description that Bush has always made of himself has always made me laugh, that he is a CEO-type executive and that he was going to, you know, run the presidency like a CEO. Keep in mind, what was his experience? He ran one failed oil company that was failed because he couldn't make decisions, you know, and then he was a failure as one of the principal owners of the Texas Rangers, and used taxpayer dollars to build this lavish stadium down there, and you know, with a tax increase for people. I mean, that's his entire experience in the business world. So, you know, if anyone expects that he was going to run like a CEO, they're badly mistaken. He's running like a bad, you know, two-bit political hack, and the reason is because Karl Rove is actually, you know, pulling all of the strings, still is to this day, and as more and more of this story comes out, it's going to go directly back to the White House.
All right, let's jump to that for a second, because this is all over the news this morning, and the Los Angeles Times has brought the story forward that Karl Rove is being investigated by the Office of Special Counsel, and he's being investigated about the attorney firings. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, Karl Rove is ultimately going to be the guy that is going to be at the center of this controversy, which, you know, it's one of the reasons that I'm glad that Gonzalez and the president is locked in, and I think that's one of the reasons that the president is so firmly behind Gonzalez right now. If he throws Gonzalez overboard, Gonzalez is the one guy who knows exactly how this all came down. He can say, I don't recall, 76, 77, 78 times, but he understands how this came down. This came down, and I understand how politics goes. I mean, when the president went to New Mexico, when the president went to Southern California, when the president went to Arkansas, the local political leaders grabbed the president and whispered in his ear, you know, the guy that you've got as a prosecutor here is doing nothing to investigate voter fraud that we all know Democrats are doing, because Democrats don't ever actually win elections. They cheat all the time. That's in the mind of all Republicans. And so then so now the president goes, calls his political guy, the architect, the brain, and says, listen, I've got these people complaining about these prosecutors. You've got to do something about it. Rove picks up the ball, and he drives the train. Gonzalez fires him. Now it's a full-blown scandal. And it's a full-blown scandal. I know how it operates. I know exactly how these things go. There's no question that Bill Clinton faced the same thing when he was president with local Democratic leaders. But Bill Clinton didn't do anything about it.
8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rich Masters on the phone, Democratic political whiz and managing partner of Corvus Communications. All right, let's get to the last big story here, the clash between Congress and the White House over Iraq and this whole $124 billion supplemental bill. And I find it really funny that, and kind of ironic that Senator Pete Domenici spoke up and threatened the congressional Democrats with more fights in the future. And I think that, first of all, Senator Domenici ought to answer us what he was doing. What were you doing calling Bill Iglesias? But that's neither here nor there. But what about this clash?
Well, I mean, this is really going to come to a head this week. And, you know, the president, again, is living in a state of denial, just like he's doing in the Gonzalez case. I mean, he talks about how things are getting better. And what did we see yesterday, Jay? We saw, you know, more bombings, more violence, more civil unrest, and, you know, the truth is, Harry Reid's choice of words that the war was lost they're trying to make as much of this as they possibly can. I think Harry probably regrets saying it the way he did. But the truth is, even General Petraeus has said that a military victory, a military solution, is not possible any longer. Not sure that a military solution was ever possible over there. And so what the standoff is going to be this week is we've got the House and the Senate meeting together. They're going to send the president a bill that is going to fully fund the troops. It's going to fully fund Walter Reed. It's going to fully fund mental health care for the thousands of returning veterans that are going to have post-traumatic stress syndrome when they come back from this debacle over there. We are going to fund the troops, and we're going to send it to the president with the recommendations of the bipartisan Iraq study group. And dare the president to veto funding. We've got to turn this on him. This is not about Democrats choosing whether or not we want to fund the troops. This is the president. The president can choose to accept a reasonable funding mechanism that gets us to a point where we can start withdrawing our troops, not immediately, but we give the Iraqi government a deadline to say you've got this amount of time to get your stuff together because we're going. And it's going to drive action on the ground in Iraq. It's going to drive that political solution if we do it that way. Even if the president disagrees with it, he should sign the bill and fund the troops. So I say make our day, veto the bill that funds the troops so that we can tell the American public it's the president that chose not to fund the troops, not the Democratic Congress.
Yeah, we had one of the deadliest days yesterday, and we lost nine of our people, nine U.S. troops, in this car bombing in Iraq. I wonder if it was the same area that John McCain took a walking tour in. Last question. Who's winning the war of words here between Harry Reid and the White House?
Well, I mean, the winning the war of words, I mean, I think if you look at public opinion, there's clearly Harry Reid is on the right side of that. I think in choosing the word lost, he played a little bit into the hands of the Republicans who want to paint Democrats as the party of surrender. Just by using that word, it's a lightning rod of a word, and there's a reason no one has used it before. And of course, the Republicans are masters at taking the one word out of context and just beating Democrats to death with it. I think Harry's fighting back hard. I think he's fighting back smart. I think he is fighting on behalf of the 60% of the American public who believes we have already lost in Iraq. And at the very least, no one believes we're ever going to win in the traditional sense that there's going to be a signing ceremony in the whole nine yards. I mean, the truth is, we should have gone over there. The objectives of this have been so, misunderstood. Our objectives were to overthrow Saddam Hussein and turn the government back over. That mission of toppling the government was done, was finished. And because of the Bush administration's insistence on staying there and trying to fashion some sort of Western-style democracy, which, everyone foretold would never happen in Iraq, and definitely, not happen overnight, because he failed to listen to Arab allies, people in the region, experts, and he listened to a small cabal of these neoconservatives who thought that we would be able to turn it into what would basically be an aircraft carrier landing strip, the USS Iraq, and have made a complete mess of this. So, Harry is slowly winning it. I mean, Harry's position is completely right. He's completely on the side of the American people. His choice of words was wrong, but he'll live through this because he's arguing the right position. And the right position is we need to have a plan to get our troops out of the middle of a shooting civil war.
Yeah, I see it exactly the same way. Rich, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you being on the show again. And stand by your phone because you never know. We may need you again.
All right, brother. Anytime. Thanks, man.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
See ya. There's Rich Masters, 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. There are a ton of you who want to get back to this whole thing about racial humor, about racial humor on the airwaves, about that whole thing. And if you want to go there and you want to get back to that, and we were talking about the two midday guys on another CBS station in New York City who have been suspended for a skit they pulled on a Chinese restaurant by engaging in sexism, mocking their accent, and also some obscenity, cursing. If you want to talk about that again, 303-713-7600. I'll go back to it. I'm really interested in exploring this whole thing about where the line is and what's acceptable and not acceptable. And maybe I'm overly sensitive. So we can get back to that if you want to. If you want to talk about Iraq, you want to talk about Alberto Gonzalez or anything, any of the things.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
In the high country, it is affecting I-70 near Evergreen Parkway and Lookout Mountain, so please drive safe there. Weather outlook today, cloudy, windy, and chilly with a high of 42, currently 41 and cloudy. I'm Dina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want your lawn to be the envy of the neighborhood? Pick up a bag of Colorado-made, organic-based, pro-rich turf food from the folks at Rich Lawn. Rich Lawn contains nutrients to make your lawn green, healthy, and strong. Pro Rich by Rich Lawn. It's the best thing you can do for your lawn.
August 29, 2005, Hurricane Katrina strikes the Gulf Coast, overwhelms levees, and floods New Orleans. Even before the storm passes, Coast Guard boat and helicopter crews move in, saving over 33,000 lives and bringing food, water, medicine, and hope to a desperate city.
When things are at their worst, we're at our best. For more information about joining, visit GoCoastGuard.com, the U.S. Coast Guard, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Food from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works. But we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves at Whole Foods, Ralph's, Vons, and Food for Less. They are even available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood, honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
It's Tom Hartman.
Coming up, Don Goldwater, chairman of the Legal Arizona Workers Act and nephew of U.S. Senator Barry Goldwater, is here on an Arizona law that would criminalize employment of people who are not citizens. As I've said, we have an illegal employer problem, not an illegal immigrant problem. Greg Palast is dropping by with his new book, Armed Madhouse, and as always, the best of the rest of the news, that and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
at 8:27 with a heart of gold. 27 minutes after 8. Rain and snow, 90% chance. High today, 40. 303-713-7600. And if you want to get back to the discussion about racial humor and why some of it is acceptable, why some of it is not, and we had a bunch of people hanging on up and up until we got into the news at the top of the hour, and we thank Rich Masters for being on the show talking about the incredible stuff going on with the administration and the idea of where do you draw the line on this. And most people seem to think that if it's not mean-spirited, it's acceptable. But if it's determined to be mean-spirited, then it is not acceptable. And the idea that the idea of whether you want to hear this stuff or not over the public airwaves, and I mentioned that, well, John Turk and I are like totally opposites. He's not offended by that, by the stuff. It offends me and sometimes makes me feel uneasy. And there seems to be this peculiar thing about, well, if an African-American person, if a Latino person, if a Catholic person, if a Jewish person, if an Italian person, if a Polish person makes fun of themselves or the group that they identify with or belong to, that seems to be okay. But then if somebody else does it, then there are people who at times don't feel that it's acceptable, and that they're not interested. I mean, that they feel offended, and that it doesn't work. And then the guy in Greeley brought up the fact that the movie White Chicks was out with the Wayans brothers, and nobody complained about that because it was about white people. I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot from various people about the disparity issue between African Americans and whites. I hear that a tremendous amount. This argument that there's all this outrage when somebody makes a joke about an African American person, but there's no outrage at all if it's done against a white person. And I pointed out to the caller that go through and look at how many incidents there are where white people have made fun of minorities, but it's not the reverse. And I also hear a lot from white people, usually white males, that there's some kind of special privilege being offered people of color that they're not getting. So therefore, somehow, it's not fair. And it seems like a lot of people have no historical memory. That it wasn't that long ago where things were extremely different in this country. That's part of it. Then the other part of it is, not only were things seem to be very, very different, but there's almost this feeling of they're getting something that we're not getting. You know who really gets the short shrift in this society? Women. Look at the study yesterday that's out. And I've been trying to touch on this for 2 days. And Diane Carman's got an excellent column today in the Denver Post about this, about the fact that men make more money than women. Why is that? Why is that? See, I really feel that, well, I'm being really careful on how I say this. Well, maybe I shouldn't be careful. Maybe I just say it. Okay, I feel like white males have really got a mate in the society, and they always have. And the title of Diane Carman's column is, Why Do Men Earn More Just Because? What? Why do they? And the statistics are terrible. The Bureau of Labor Statistics have found that pay inequities in nearly every job category. Female college professors make 77% of male college professors' salaries. Female computer programmers make 81%. On the average, women in America earn 77 cents for every dollar a man earns? Come on. And when you talk about people of color, look at the statistics on available health care and the mortality rates. All right, 303-713-7600. So I'm kind of cement mixing all of this stuff together. And I would love to get off, for you to get off your half moons and comment. It's 8:34, 34 minutes after 8. Here's Gina, who's a woman and makes more money than I do.
Oh, yeah, sure, Jay.
Come on, Gina.
That's why I'm driving my little used minivan.
Well, what does having what you drive have to do with it? You're
we know that's ridiculous.
You're socking all that bread away. I know you are.
Are you kidding me?
Come on. I'm a white male, and I'm disadvantaged.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
And then if you really want to make a good case, I'm a white Christian male, and so there's not only an orchestrated attack on my religion, but I'm also being denied because of my gender.
Interesting.
So let's have some white male jokes. Know of any? How many white males does it take to screw in a light bulb? I don't know of any. Do you girls tell jokes about men?
I've always been a poor joke teller, so no.
Okay, well, do your friends do it?
No.
Oh, all right, well. I can't say that my friends do because I have to tell you really honestly, Gina. I don't have any friends.
I don't believe that.
Except for you. You and Paul.
There you go.
All right. Well, traffic. Oh, boy. Can we move to, like, Miami or something? I mean, look at it out there.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's a mess. It's really bad outside the city. We've got stop-and-go traffic now on I-25 northbound between Founders Parkway and Surrey Ridge. That's right through the Castle Rock area there in Douglas County. I guess they're getting pretty hard hit with the snow. Of course, we also have I-25 shut down south of Trinidad. Now, this is way south, but I'll just mention it because we have power lines down on the road there. I-70, of course, multiple slide-offs, wrecks being reported in both directions in the high country near Evergreen Parkway, and traffic virtually to stop right near Lookout Mountain. Here in the city, of course, we still have problems. Northbound I-25, actually that's eastbound 6 on the approach to I-25, so watch out for a wreck they're clearing in that locale. Weather today, cloudy, windy, and chilly. Of course, more rain and snow showers expected all the way through tonight. Currently, it is overcast, raining, and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Altitude is the television home for the Denver Nuggets, Colorado Avalanche, and the Colorado Mammoth. Altitude is also the official
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
energetic people to join our team of home-based travel agents. There's never been an easier way to make money. Simply direct your friends and family to your personal travel website, where they can book all their travel needs for less than those big name brands, while you earn generous commissions. We'll even provide the site. And when your friends see how much they can save using your travel site, they'll be sure to tell their friends and family. And as a travel agent, you can take advantage of thousands of wonderful perks, including free upgrades, discounts, and reduced fares. Call today, and we'll send you free Pete Billick's best-selling book on how you can make money working from home. It's yours free just for calling. Call 1-800-680-8432. Pete Billick's best-selling book, yours free just for calling. 1-800-680-8432. 1-800-680-8432.
Here's the thing about college. It's expensive. I've got enough money for first semester, but second semester? Yikes.
Coming up short? Listen, if you need money for college, just call College Loan Corporation. We've got the student loan you need to help pay for college expenses. And after you're approved, you could have your money in as little as a few days.
Our son just started college, but we're already having trouble covering all the expenses. We need some help.
Textbooks, classes, room and board, we can help you get the loan you need to pay for it all, even a new computer. To find out how much money you can get, call 1-800-900-3496.
My scholarship money covers my tuition, but as far as housing goes, I guess I'll just sleep on my friend's couch.
Coming up short? Don't sweat it. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Find out how much loan money you can get to help pay for school. For free information, call 1-800-900-3496. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-900-3496.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Dock's has four Denver metro locations. Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Rick James. 8:40, 40 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Dig my polyester gold LeMay jumpsuit, dudes.
When I came home.
And 90% chance of rain and snow. You know what? This is not my favorite Rick James tune. What's the other one? Hit me. No, shoot me with your love gun. Do we have it? Oh, see, we never have anything good. All right, we're talking about humor and shock jocks and racial humor. And let's get back on the phones here at 303-713-7600. Here's Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. I wanted to tell you a personal gripe of mine. I really dislike when white men say, oh, that joke's not racist. Oh, that joke's not anti-Semitic. Oh, that joke's not sexist, because how in the world would they know?
Yeah, that's a real interesting point. I thought that, too. I thought that, too, almost to the point sometimes where I thought I should be doing talk on an urban station, because I'm like you, I have a real disconnect with that. I don't understand that.
I don't either.
I mean, in other words, of course you wouldn't find it offensive if it's not about you.
That's right, exactly. The other thing that really bothers me is, I know I believe in freedom of speech. However, on the other hand, radio stations operate, if my understanding is correct, on public airwaves. So I think to a certain degree they have a responsibility that goes along with that. And I heard a talk show on another station, talk show host say, I will never apologize for anything I ever say. You know, like the arrogance of, well, I have the right to say anything I feel like at any time I want to just because I have a radio show. I don't agree with that. I think you have to be responsible for what you say.
Okay, do we want standards on the public airwaves, and if we want them, who decides what they are? Or do we look at it this way? There are some things that are just not socially acceptable in the United States of America in 2007, or they shouldn't be socially acceptable. And those things would be racism, sexism, homophobia. But I don't know. Maybe there's a segment of people out there, though, who do think that that is acceptable.
Well, there might, and I'm going to be kind of gross, there might be someone who thinks it's acceptable to relieve themselves on the street. But we as a society don't think that's acceptable behavior. So we say, you can't do that. And I think that is kind of the same thing. You can't just spew out of your mouth anything that you feel like just because you're on the radio. That's how I feel about it.
You know what I don't get? What I don't get is why people can't see this. That most broadcast entities are owned by big corporations that are publicly traded on Wall Street, and that there is no freedom of speech in corporate America, and that the company's responsibility is always going to be to the shareholders and to the bottom line, and if you end up costing them money, you're gone, regardless of what you've done.
Well, that's the bottom line.
Well, yeah, but that's how America operates, doesn't it? And don't our friends across the hallway promote this kind of ethics all the time?
Exactly. So they can't have it both ways.
Yeah, well, they want it both ways. Elaine, thanks. Great call.
Thanks.
I'm glad she called in with that because I thought I was alone on that whole thing. Here's John at Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I just have a joke for you that's politically not clear.
Okay, be careful because if I have to dump it.
Now, you know, I spent 20 years in the ministry. And they say that the Old Testament tribe of the Hittites no longer exists. So if you want to be politically incorrect, you can tell Hittite jokes and not offend anybody. The tribe no longer exists, hasn't existed for thousands of years. So I'm going to tell you a Hittite joke. You see, there was these two Hittites, Patrick and Michael, on their way to Dublin.
Yeah, but you're doing an Irish joke now because you're using an Irish accent and you can't. It's a
Hittite joke. Jay.
Well, you see, here's the thing I don't get. I mean, people say politically correct. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean like, okay, it's wrong to be sensitive to say, wait a minute, maybe I better think about what I'm saying because I don't know. Is it cool to be rude to each other? Is it cool to be like?
I think the term somehow politically incorrect is kind of a misnomer in some ways because this is not all about politics, but it's like socially incorrect or, you know, there are ways that people tag, you know, with the Hittite joke, an accent which then denies the premise of everything. Or names, which, you know, using Jewish names or black names or so on to somehow kind of try to sidestep that. But it's not just politics. I mean, if you use the word political in a larger context of the politics as in human interaction. But I've never liked the term politically incorrect because it doesn't seem to focus on the insensitivity or the attackness of a joke or a whatever it is. So I've not cared for the term, but I know what people are saying. It's, yeah, whatever happened to us being sensitive and caring for other people. But, you know, I learned in must have been about first grade, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. God bless Walt Disney.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he wasn't such a great guy, though.
No, yeah, that's right.
He was anti-Semitic and had a lot of other skeletons hidden in his closet.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you're right there.
And racist, and, well, I could go on and on. John,
well,
thank you.
Well, just tell a good Hittite joke once in a while and keep the accent out of it.
You got it. See you, bud. Ooh, he hung up on my ear there. 844, 44 minutes away from the top of the hour. We'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Probing around here about racist, No, ethnic humor, and about when things are funny, and about Sanders on the airwaves, and about how you feel about this kind of stuff. And you can even throw political correctness in there. We haven't had too much comments about sexism here, which is also, you can't say isn't prevalent in this society. It's like I'm amazed by some people who don't think that race exists in this society. I also hear that, too. Yeah, by the way, if you're out there driving, this is really a good point, too. Turn your lights on. Okay, there are people out there driving around without their lights on. Please. 848, 48 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's jump on it. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, traffic's still jammed up just about wherever you are right now around the metro area. Lots of slow pockets late in the commute. That includes through all your usual areas along I-25, Thornton, North Glen, downtown, and definitely slower than usual through the Tech Center. That includes your northbound side extending from University toward Alameda. Still clearing a wreck eastbound 6 on the approach to I-25. Of course, the greater problems we're having outside the metro area with stop-and-go traffic now along northbound I-25 through Castle Rock up to Founders Parkway, and of course I-70 through the high country. Weather outlook today, looking for cloudy, windy, and chilly conditions. More snow and rain expected through tonight. Currently, it is cloudy and 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want your lawn to be the envy of the neighborhood? Pick up a bag of Colorado-made, organic-based, pro-rich turf food from the folks at Rich Lawn. Rich Lawn contains nutrients to make your lawn green, healthy, and strong. Pro-Rich by Rich Lawn. It's the best thing you can do for your lawn.
Changing the way night turns into day. AM 760 Progressive Talk has a new look at night.
And I want to share it with you.
It's Alan Colmes tonight at 9, followed by the Lionel Show at midnight.
You're on the Lionel Show.
Mark Riley has your overnight at 3. And it's the Bill Press Show from 4 a.m. till Jay at 6 a.m.
It is the Bill Press Show.
It's your new look at night and overnight.
We are the country that can get it done.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, God bless you.
And AM760.net.
Behind on house payments? Want some options? Walking away from your home and letting it go to foreclosure is the worst thing you can do. When you're facing the stress of the possibility of losing your home, it's hard to know what to do or who to turn to. Call Denver's real estate advocate, Sean Healy, with Keller Williams Preferred Realty, a member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network, for your free, confidential, pre-foreclosure consultation at 303-252-4444 and listen to the real estate advocate this Saturday at noon right here.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
8:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rockies is going to do it again. And it's going to be great weather for it, too. High of 74 predicted on Saturday. Rockies has got an early bird sale. That's right, Saturday. Now, none of these vehicles will be sold prior to the gates opening at 8 a.m. You know what? You can get free donuts, free coffee, and get some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful deals at Rocky's Early Bird Sale. Check this out. A 1995 Lincoln Town Car, four-door, stock number 68317. Sale price, $995. And it's not going to go on sale until 8 a.m., until the gates open. Here's a 2004 Chevy Classic four-door, stock number 68422. $5,995. All these cars are emission tested. All of these cars are winterized. They've all got a fresh oil and filter. And this is the true price. Here's a 2001 Jeep Cherokee four-door, stock number 68095, $4,995. Man, they got some great deals at the early bird sale. Hunt up my friends Tom and Marv Alshire. Hunt up Spanky Herrera. Find Freddie Labrato. Get in touch with Gerard Menard. See Johnny Mays. See Adolph. See Juan. See any of the folks at Rockies. The early bird sale. Get there early. Gates open at 8 a.m. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
If you can only make minimum payments on your credit card bills, listen closely. The late fees, higher interest rates, and service charges are only adding to the problem. You need a proven solution to cut your credit card debt now and stop the problem from growing every month. Call Provanta for a free, no-obligation consultation. They can show you how they can drastically reduce your credit card debt, cutting years and thousands off of what you owe. In fact, for over 15 years, people just like you have let Provanta go to work for them, negotiating with their creditors to make the debt headaches and pressure that go with it simply disappear. Avoid bankruptcy. Get out of credit card prison.
Call for your free consultation now.
800-295-0161. That's 800-295-0161. Don't wait another minute. The call is free. The consultation is free.
Get your freedom back and save literally thousands of hard-earned dollars.
Call 800-295-0161. That's 800-295-0161. Not available in all states.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
8:53, 53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Great snow. High today, 40. Ooh, I like this song. All right, we're talking about race, humor, the airwaves, the whole shebang. Let's go to the phones. We go to Josh in Boulder. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, John. Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on something that you just said on that last caller. I heard it while I was waiting. I work in, like, the construction contractor business, and it's true where you were talking about PC, where it's almost, you know, cool to be mean to people or unsensitive, and I think that was a really good point in saying that, you know, people are almost offended when people who say offensive jokes are almost offended themselves when you get upset or you feel sensitive to what they say. And it's like, oh, you're going to get all PC on me, you know. And that's a great point to say, you know, what is it? Is it cool or okay to make somebody else feel uncomfortable, you know? I thought that was a great point. I thought that was a good point.
Well, it goes on all the time, and I get it a lot, and I think there are a lot of people. I mean, you hear that all over the airwaves. And as Elaine said, you know where it usually comes from? One place.
Right.
White males.
White males, right. You're going to get all PC on me. Well, yeah, I guess I am. I am one of those guys who are going to get all PC on you because I don't think it's right. The reason I called, though, Jay, is I have a real problem with I just wanted to touch in on the Comedy Central with Dave Chappelle and Carlos Mencia. I don't find their humor funny at all, and I think it's really just boring, and it really perpetuates the whole race jokes. I mean, how long are we going to go through that? I mean, how many more, you know, Latino-Spanish jokes are we going to have to hear, and how many more African-American-Black jokes are we going to have to hear? And it's just perpetuating it, and I mean, Dave Chappelle is a little more
what? We lose him?
With people, it's because he's so extreme.
Okay, we lost there for a second. Dave Chappelle's a little bit more what? Say it again.
More extreme, I feel. And I feel like that's where a lot of his, that's where a lot of people really like watching his show because they like a shock and awe. But as far as Carlos Mencia goes, I mean, that is just so, you know, the jokes are old.
I tried to watch both those guys. I could only make it through 10 or 15 minutes, and then I was bored.
Yeah, it's boring, and people love it, and I hear it all the time. And, you know, do you watch Carlos Mencia? Do you watch Dave Chappelle? And I have tried, and I think Dave Chappelle's I think he does it a little more different than Carlos Mencia. But at the same time, my main concern is, you know, major broadcast companies like Comedy Central and stuff putting these people on the air. And I understand there's a whole other thing where you don't, you know, if you don't like it, don't watch it. I understand that. And that kind of goes along with what that woman was saying, you know, as far as responsibility of what to say on the airwaves. I think we have a choice to listen to what we want to, and if it offends us, you know, that's where free speech goes. And you made the point of making money for corporations, you know, who own these broadcast companies. So, I mean, if it's making money, it's going to be there. But I also don't think that, you know, that we need to perpetuate this any longer with these kind of jokes. If it was fresh and it was new and it was a different spin,
well,
then maybe.
You're right. You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's like going to the same card over and over and playing the same card over. And after a while, it's like, okay, man, I've seen that move. I've had enough. Let's go to something else.
Let's do something else.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. Josh, thanks, man.
Great. All right. Have a good morning.
All right. And I do have a sense of humor. I got kind of a weird one, and I find things funny that other people don't find funny, but I think those two comedians are boring. All right, now listen. If you're on hold, hang on if you can. We'll talk to Eric Bullard of Media Matters. We'll take care of that. Then I'll come back on the phones for this topic. And if you want to, we'll finish this out until we'll take it all the way up to 10 o'clock. All right? So stick around. Hang on the phone if you can. If not, give us a call, 303-713-7600.
Did you know you can listen to AM760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
AM760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Once red hot, the housing market's cooled with new numbers showing it's getting colder. The National Association of Realtors says in March, sales of existing homes skidded 8.4%. That's the biggest drop in nearly 20 years. Association Chief Economist David Luray.
It reflects very, very bad weather in February, the coldest month in 10 years. But it also reflects subprime lending. There's less subprime loans being made right now for tighter underwriting.
A House panel is taking a look at the job the FDA is doing, overseeing the nation's food supply. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein.
A House subcommittee is hearing horror stories about an 85-year-old Louisiana woman getting salmonella poisoning from eating Peter Pan peanut butter, an 11-year-old boy who got E. coli at a Pennsylvania Taco Bell, and Michael Armstrong's girls who got sick from spinach in Indiana. 5-year-old Isabella got better, but 2-year-old Ashley got worse.
She was in a hospital bed, banging against the walls, almost like a caged animal.
And now
it's quite likely she'll need a kidney transplant in the next several years.
On another Hill hearing, here's Bob Fuss.
A House investigative committee is looking into accusations of Pentagon lies and spin, especially in the death of former NFL star Pat Tillman. Kevin Tillman testified the Iraq war was going poorly at the time his brother Pat was killed by his own troops in Afghanistan, and he thinks that's why the Army lied and said Tillman was killed in an heroic battle.
We believe this narrative was intended to deceive the family, but more importantly, to deceive the American public.
Another witness at the hearing is Jessica Lynch, a former Army private held hostage, then rescued early in the Iraq War amid a flurry of exaggerated stories. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
There could be new trouble ahead for the White House involving key political advisor Karl Rove. The Los Angeles Times says the Office of Special Counsel is launching a sweeping probe of Rove's operation. Specifically, the investigation will focus on the use of federal office space to make political presentations. Paul Light, who's an expert on the executive branch of government, says it violates a law that's been on the books nearly 70 years.
I think he could be in big trouble on this particularly obscure statute, and I think he's going to have a fight on his hands.
Vice President Dick Cheney's returned to the White House after a trip to the doctor's office to check the blood clot in his left leg. In a statement released within the hour, Cheney's office says an ultrasound shows the clot's gradually dissolving. Amnesty International says that while Native American women are raped in shocking numbers, 2.5 times the rate of other women, the federal government has created significant hurdles to them getting help.
You have potentially 3 different governments that could all potentially be responding to a single crime, and yet there's so much dispute about who exactly has authority that sometimes no one ends up responding.
That's Amnesty's Sarah Deer. Checking Wall Street at this hour right now, the Dow is down 3 points and the NASDAQ is off about 9. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Is orange juice part of your morning routine? I switched to Welch's 100% grape juice because it has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. And you may have heard a diet naturally rich in antioxidants is good for you. Not only does drinking Welch's 100% grape juice help promote a healthy heart, emerging research suggests it may help to protect memory and brain health as well. And it's nice to know Welch's is made from Concord grapes grown right here in America by Welch's farmer owners. So drink Welch's 100% grape juice for an unmistakably delicious way to add antioxidants to your diet. This is Charles Osgood. See you on the Osgood File.
Join us Friday, May 4th, for Shabbat Across America, when Jewish singles, couples, and families gather to celebrate what unifies us all, the Shabbat, when laughter, song, and celebration turn an ordinary Friday night into an extraordinary one. For information, call 1-888-SHABBAT. That's 1-888-SHABBAT.
Shabbat Across America, one people, one family, one love.
Sponsored by the National Jewish Outreach Program. Visit NJOP.org.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A strong spring storm system has moved into the state, bringing winter storm warnings to the mountains and foothills.
Around the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass and Loveland Pass and Bertha Pass, those seem to be the areas that are getting hit the hardest at the moment.
Meanwhile, we're getting a lot of rain here along the Front Range, especially in the Denver metro area. Reporter Dan Dillard says be careful out there.
Well, we have heard about hydroplaning, very heavy, intense rainfall affecting some visibility to some extent.
And the bad news, according to CDOT, is that all this is expected to continue right through the evening rush hour.
The thing that we're going to be watching most of the day is the drainage. That's going to be the big concern for us if these rains continue. You know, we have our normal hot spots that we kind of watch for that have the potential to flood.
In addition, there could be up to 2 inches of snow on the ground by this time tomorrow. An Indonesian court has acquitted Denver-based Newmont Gold Mining and the director of a local subsidiary of polluting a bay in Indonesia, sickening hundreds of local villagers. The verdict in the case, 57-year-old Richard Ness, came after a 2-year trial. He was looking at 10 years behind bars. And work is officially underway on a new solar energy plant in the San Luis Valley. The $60 million facility being built by Sun Edison, which will sell the power to Xcel, should be up and running by next year and will be one of the largest in the nation, producing enough energy to power 1,500 homes. San Luis Valley is one of the state's poorest regions, but its flat open spaces and plentiful sunshine make it an ideal place to produce solar power. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's been a pretty tough ride this morning in and out of the city. Right now, it looks like the toughest spot, still I-25 through Castle Rock, actually between Surrey Ridge and Founders Parkway, with a very bad ride around Monument Hill. So just be careful of that. We've got pretty heavy snowfall, very slick conditions in the area. Of course, same situation if you're on I-70 in the high country. And around the metro, looks like we're looking a little bit better, starting to recover now. No new wrecks at the moment. Weather outlook today, cloudy, windy, and chilly.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
It's 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. Ooh, it's really coming down here. Rain, snow, high today 40, AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's our weekly media misinformation report with Media Matters for America. And this week we're joined by Eric Bullard. He is author of Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. That was published by Free Press back in 2006. Good book. I read it, too. He worked, boy, I sound like George W. Bush. Well, I read a couple of books this summer. He worked for 5 years as a senior writer for Salon.com, where he wrote extensively about the media and politics and did a great job. And prior to that, he worked as a contributing editor for Rolling Stone. This guy really knows his business, and it's really good to have you on, Eric. I mean, I've been a fan of yours for a long time.
Thanks for having me over.
Yeah. All right, let's go over some stuff here from Media Matters. We were talking earlier about humor. We were talking earlier about racial humor and this kind of stuff on the airwaves. And I was only kidding. It was just a joke. It is often used to cover, some people use that to cover their tracks. Here's a real good example. Limbaugh claimed Media Matters fell for his liberal gunman joke, hook, line, and sinker. Okay, now anybody who heard that, and I replayed a soundbite of it here on the air, he didn't say that with joking intent. Who does he think he's fooling?
Well, he can certainly fool his audience. I mean, his devoted listeners, as we all know, they're not called ditto heads for nothing. So he'll go back and say, you know, that's when he called the Virginia Tech gunman, you know, had to be a liberal.
Right.
And he'll say, oh, I was joking, and I bet you $5 he won't play the clip on the air, because anyone who listens to it, it's obvious he's not joking, otherwise we wouldn't have written the clips. I mean, we know what we're doing, we know when someone's joking. We don't publish stuff unless it's obvious. If there's any doubt, not just with Limbaugh or anyone else, we always give people the benefit of the doubt. We don't want to be, you know, like the crazies on the right who don't have a sense of humor or any context. But, you know, it is sort of the last refuge for him, and it's a typical one. So that's sort of his out card, because I don't think you can really defend, you know, yes, I meant to politicize the Virginia Tech shooting in an incredibly crass and disgusting way by turning into a liberal conservative issue. That doesn't, I don't think that'd really go over so well. So he says, oh, gosh, I was kidding, and, you know, those guys on the left can't take a joke.
Yeah, he always says that.
Yeah.
He always, 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 always says that. Here's another one. This is from Media Matters. Limbaugh falsely accused Media Matters of not providing context for his Obama-Osama comment. Okay, once again. Now, you listen to this sound cut, and of him talking about, but this is no cover. Come on.
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, it's funny. He's used that excuse so often with Media Matters. When Media Matters first went live about 2 years ago, they published this huge, a very lengthy report on Limbaugh and what he had been saying for sort of the previous month. And the point was, you know, this guy's sort of mainstream. You know, the networks have it on sometimes. And people, you know, within the press, you get the idea that he's sort of mellowed with age, and he's just sort of a provocative commentator. We had all, you know, he's still talking about feminazis and abortion and all this stuff. And he flipped out and he said, no context. What's so funny about the no context argument is if you read the Media Matters items, if we have a complaint, is there's too much context. I mean, we just publish everything verbatim.
Right.
You know, we don't just put up three sentences, we put up like nine paragraphs. And people, the thing's drowning in context. So that one doesn't really work either, because that's not how we really do things.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk about Chris Matthews. Now, I like Chris Matthews, and I watch him. But I got to tell you, when I do watch him, I watch him like you would watch a cartoon.
Like, I don't expect much from him. And I laugh at some of the things he says, because they're so, it's like, hello, did you read a paper today?
Right.
Did you have any connection to reality? Here's one. Ignoring polling, and I saw this. Okay, ignoring polling, Matthews claimed 2/3 of Americans say leave Gonzalez alone. That's clearly not true.
Right. And the thing with Matthews is it is sort of, you know, there is that certain train wreck aspect to it. I mean, he just literally talks nonstop. So he doesn't, you know, he doesn't really have time to fact check anything. So he says, but the problem is he sort of puts out these statements as fact, like 2/3 of Americans say leave Gonzalez alone. I mean, I don't even, you know, I assume he just thought that, or I don't even know. I mean, why so specific 2/3? There is no poll published. No one in Washington thinks, you know, Gonzalez is going to survive. And he comes out with these all the time, like, you know, 2/3 of Americans would never do this or that, or, you know, or don't support, you know, withdrawing troops from Iraq and all sorts of things. So I think lots of times when he uses statistics, it's like what's in his head, and then he just sort of projects them onto sort of the American public. The problem is he does present them as sort of, you know, factual polling data.
Well,
but I think he's just sort of making it up.
Well, he does that all the time. I mean, if he's not, as Paul Waldman says, if he's not man-crushing on Giuliani or McCain,
right,
he's making, like, statements that are insupportable. Here's one he did yesterday, I think, or the day before. Americans want a John Wayne-type president. Okay, well, yeah, but where'd you get that from?
Yeah, and it goes back, you know, the most famous one was the one I'm sure he was pushing in 2000 and the rest of the press was pushing. You know, when it comes to elections, they have this obsession with, you know, taking the pulse of the country, the psyche, and rather than just, like, reporting on election and polls and who's winning and who's popular or not, they have to come up with this whole big American psyche. And remember in 2000, it was Americans wanted someone they could have a beer with.
Right,
you know,
right,
that,
right.
That's why America loved George Bush. That's why America hated Al Gore, of course. The polling, you know, the actual vote count didn't support any of that. But everyone would lopped on this totally crazy, shallow, half-baked notion that what Americans really wanted in the year 2000 was someone they could have a beer with. There was no polling ever to support that. And the notion that the American voters are that dumb, they want someone who is unintelligent, you know, purposely unintelligent or something like that. So now, you know, in 2008, apparently, you know, Matthews woke up in the middle of the night and decided Americans want a John Wayne figure. So it's sort of whatever, America wants whatever pops into Chris Matthews' head at any given moment. But the danger is, you know, he's thinking out loud on national television.
Yeah, and he does this a lot, too.
It's almost always at the expense of Democrats.
Right.
These sort of silly storylines and narratives and made up figures about 2/3 of Americans want to leave Alberto and Gonzalez alone. Almost, you know, 80% of this sort of fiction stuff cuts against Democrats, which is the problem. I mean, if you made up crazy stuff all the time against Republicans, I mean, it's not good journalism or not good broadcasting, but it would be a little less frustrating. But, you know, it's not with him. It's like 80% of this misinformation, you know, just happens to, you know, damage Democrats.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's exactly what he does. It's exactly the way he cuts. And if you know that going in, you can sometimes watch the show and laugh at it.
Right.
And you're right. He does. He mows down his guests. He really does. 9:16, 16 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Eric Bollart with us for Media Matters. And to go to MediaMatters.org, Media Matters for America, great organization. Okay, Imus is gone.
Yeah.
So MSNBC, instead of keeping the news on there, which they've been running now lately, because I watch them sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning. By the way, this is sad commentary about where the media is in this day and age. If you watch CNN, you get the repeat of Anderson Cooper at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch headline news, you get a recording. In other words, the thing keeps repeating itself. If you watch First Look on MSNBC, it too is a recording. If you watch ABC, they don't have, I mean, the two people that are doing that are lost. But the only, your only live choice is for news in the middle of the night, if something terrible were to happen, or anything going on, would be CBS and ABC, and I don't know. I don't think NBC has anything on. I don't know. But anyway, that's, you know, this is the day and age of pre-recording stuff to cut down on money.
Absolutely.
So now MSNBC is going to try out, and maybe they already have, but I'm gone from the house by that time, Michael Smirkanish, who, by the way, is a Chris Matthews find, and made this comment. It almost seems like the VA tech shooter wasn't hooking up enough. What the hell?
I know. Well, you know, it's, you know, he's been on MSNBC before. He's out of Philly. He's very, you know, he's not a, you know, he's not a far-right talker by any stretch, but he's certainly not, you know, he makes Don Imus look pretty informed, ironically. I mean, at least Don Imus could have an intelligent conversation with people about politics when he wasn't, you know, insulting genders and races. So I don't know. You know, I think we're hoping it's only a tryout. He's not particularly, I don't know, he doesn't seem to me as a particularly bright or engaging talk show host, and it's certainly disappointing that, you know, MSNBC, when they get rid of Imus, basically just go back to the exact, you know, the same old talent pool, you know, a conservative white guy.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that they always,
you know,
do?
For cable TV, that seems to be the only talent pool they'll look at. And, you know, I don't know. I certainly have doubts whether he'll be successful in terms of ratings or things like that. So maybe that will end his run, and maybe MSNBC could open their eyes. You know, it's ironic. If you go back, you know, talking about MSNBC and hiring people, before the war, you know, they famously fired Phil Donahue, and the claim was that his ratings weren't good enough. And of course, it was later determined that, you know, internal memos showed that they were scared out of their minds of having a war critic on the air, you know, during the invasion. And at the time, Phil Donahue was getting 475,000 viewers a night, and any executive at MSNBC today would give their right arm for anyone who would be getting those kind of ratings. If Phil came back with the same numbers, he'd be the number one host in MSNBC. So it, You know, they fired Donahue, and they basically announced, you know, they were going to put a conservative in that slot. They're absolutely opposed. You know, Phil Donahue showed they were just opposed to it. Obviously, Keith Olbermann has been able to break through, and you'd think they'd look at that success and say, well, let's build on that. But they just go back to the same old talent pool of, like I said, conservative white guys.
Yeah, I have sat there and looked at the cable ratings week in and week out on that. And MSNBC, other than headline news, MSNBC, it really underperforms. I mean, they're really, really underperforming. And you would think that they would take a walk on the wild side,
right?
Try something completely different, and instead they keep doing the same thing. And it amazes me that these guys hang on to their jobs, and I'm talking specifically about the people that are on there who are just doing awful. And Tucker's one of them,
right?
Who's getting mowed over by everybody,
right?
And Joe Scarborough's the other one,
right?
Although he does better than Tucker,
yeah.
And Chris Matthews does okay in the 4 o'clock time period that he's on,
right?
Here, Mountain Time, but then when he's back on again, he right before Olbermann, his numbers are down, and MSNBC doesn't start going up again until Olbermann comes on. And then they start leveling back off again after Olbermann has left.
Right, again, so, the, you know, obviously their one breakout show in the last year has been Olbermann, and they seem to have no desire to try to build off that or feed off that or, you know, come to any rational conclusion that perhaps they're going to do an opinionated show in the morning, that maybe, you know, a progressive slant would be successful. But
maybe they, you know what, here's one thing. Maybe they don't do it because maybe they can't find anybody to do it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But
there's not many of us left out here, man. Most of us have been weeded out.
I know. But, you know, when CNN, they CNN Headline News, they just gave Glenn Beck a show last year. You know, and they claim, we didn't want a conservative. We didn't necessarily want a conservative. But, you know, I just don't believe that because none of them actually hire any liberal. So I think they're still in love with conservative talk radio.
Yeah.
They think it's an automatic, or at least it's a security blanket of sorts, and that will generate a certain level of automatic ratings. And if they can post that, then they're fine.
Yeah, I agree with that. And if you go look at the cable ratings and look at Beck and also Nancy Grace, they're not doing very well either.
Yeah.
They're getting stomped. So, yeah, it's unfortunate that they don't, that both those organizations, both Time Warner and also NBC, don't try something at least a little bit different. Aaron?
Yeah, or at least just MSNBC in the morning, just do a straight news show or something.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Bullard, Eric Bullard. I don't know. I don't know why I called you Bullard. But, Eric, yeah, I agree. Thanks, man. I appreciate you sitting in. I recommend everybody read Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. And, listen, if you'd like to get into the regular rotation between Waldman and Paul Waldman and Jameson Fosier, we'd love to have you on.
That'd be great.
Love to have you on and love to be able to call on you for all kinds of issues.
That'd be great.
All right, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you doing it. Thank you.
All right.
There's Eric Bullard, and he's from Media Matters. MediaMatters.org. Go check it out. It's really worthwhile. All right, want to talk about racial humor? Want to talk about Iraq?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. To schedule your EBT heart scan or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and best service. The loan consultants at the Mortgage Store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way through the home loan process, and it's important to get somebody who will do that. So call the Mortgage Store. Stop risking your family's biggest investment, which is your home, and get rid of that adjustable rate mortgage and those high cost credit cards. Get one low payment with a fixed rate in the fives. Here's the Mortgage Store's number: 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store because they are the guaranteed pros.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A progressive talk. Great. So, high today 40. Well, it's progressive. Yeah. Let me say something here. I want to say something here about these two people who have called John Turk. And I've had other people do this to me too. They complain about how different people on the radio station, including myself, pronounce certain words. And they talk about diction. Well, for those of you who have nothing better to do except pick that stuff apart, and this goes for the woman who called in, who was put up to do this by her neurotic male friend, let me tell you something. If you go back and you watch old movies, and I'm talking about movies now from the 20s and the 30s, when they first came along and they first had sound, and up until a certain point in this country, everybody who was an actor or an actress, the majority of them, and people on radio too, were taught to speak what they call American stage English, where it sounds kind of funny, but every word is pronounced in a uniform manner. And everybody sounds, ladies and gentlemen, okay, they all sound like it's not English. They don't have an English accent. What's that accent? It's American stage English. So instead of saying get, you say get. Instead of saying gist, you say just. Instead of saying news, you say news. Okay, all this stuff. Instead of saying 100, you say 100. Instead of saying 10, you say 10. But at some point in this country, the powers that be and the American people decided that they couldn't relate to people who talked that way. Not only in films, but also on the radio. No one speaks perfect English. And we all have regionalisms. And we all have different ways of pronouncing things depending on how you were raised and where you were raised. So stop calling up here and complaining about that. You want to complain about something? Here's something to complain about. We lost 9 soldiers yesterday in Iraq in a bombing. Get serious and grow up. Because if you call again with it, we're not going to take you seriously. Stop bothering us. Stop tying up the phone lines. If you don't like the way people speak English, here's something you can do. Get a job as an English teacher. But if given something to worry about, I would worry about the fact that there are 9 Americans who aren't going to come home. And there are a hell of a lot more that aren't coming home. And there's probably going to be more in the future that are not coming home. And that's something that we really need to worry about. Gina? Gina?
Yes, sir.
Let an umbrella be your guide. I don't have any idea what that means.
Sounds good to me. I've got one.
It's spitting like icy rain here.
I think they call that sleet.
That's now degenerating at times due to the wind into snow flurries. I think I'm just going to stay here all night, all day.
You don't want to do that.
I don't want to go outside. All right. Traffic has been... By the way, you're driving. Turn your lights on. Traffic has been a real mess this morning. True?
It's been bad, actually. We're looking a lot better right now around the city. Looks like we still have the usual slow pockets, but nothing related to collisions. We've got all the collisions out of the way, thankfully. But you're still going to find really slow traffic along the entire I-25 corridor through town. It's really bad, though, if you are south of the metro area around Monument. We were getting some very heavy snowpack, icy conditions there. Of course, I-70 in the high country, we've had a lot of slide-offs and wrecks being reported around Evergreen Parkway, so take it easy there and around Lookout Mountain. Want to remind folks that I-25 closed in both directions south of Trinidad. That's way down south, of course. That was due to power lines on the road, so no word yet on when they're going to reopen the interstate there. Weather today, cloudy, windy, chilly, more rain and snow showers through today with some minor accumulations. We have a winter storm warning for the Palmer Divide, foothills, and the Front Range Mountains. Anywhere from 5 inches to 2 feet of snow expected, only a high of 42. Tonight, looks like it'll be mostly cloudy with a mix of rain and snow, 1 to 3 inches possible in the metro area, low of 33. Currently, sleet and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the very...
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online. But their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal. But no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stargate Atlantis. Enter the gate and get in the game. Discover how you could win 2 VIP tickets and backstage passes to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win. Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. Begins 3:30:07 to 4:23:07. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel as sponsored by the case.
Don't be misled. Call the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1500. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Colorado Network data as of 1107.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac Zero Turn mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work. Hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride. Easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour. High today, 40, rain, snow. It's messy out there. All right, open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to George, Capitol Hill. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. I'd like to pick up on what you were talking about, women making less than men and white privilege.
Sure, go ahead.
Tomorrow, the Colorado Right to Life is going to make Colorado ground zero. They're having Alan Keyes speak in the old Supreme Court chamber.
Oh, man, are they that desperate?
1:30 tomorrow.
Are they that desperate to get Alan Keyes?
They're also trying to say it's by telephone or by invitation, and Capitol Securities told me first come, first serve, and I've talked with Planned Parenthood and many people that are going to try to get some people to fill some seats. But I'm saying if a woman can't control her own body, that certainly affects what she's going to earn.
Well, I think you're right about that, and I also think that you got to keep that whole thing in perspective. I mean, if Alan Keyes is the best that they can do, then that's not very good. I know a lot about Mr. Keyes. Why do I know a lot about Mr. Keyes? Because Mr. Keyes, because when Barack Obama was a legislator in Illinois, when he was a state senator from Chicago, and he won the nomination to run for the Senate on the Democratic ticket, they had a guy running against him by the name of Ryan. His first name escapes me, but he
husband
was,
to that actress.
Yes, he was going through a messy divorce, and their divorce papers became public. And Jerry Ryan had alleged that he had taken her to these sex clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So he was forced to drop out of the campaign. Well, the GOP in Illinois, not being the smartest people on the block, went out and got Alan Keyes. So Alan Keyes moves to the Chicago area, the suburbs, and he runs against Barack Obama. He is a homophobic hate monger, and he is hypocritical, and he is not attached to reality. And the guy is he's so ridiculous that he's a comedian.
He's also a white supremacist, just like Linda Chavez and Ward Connolly are. And they were on the news last night pushing for more white privilege, in my opinion.
Well, they want to roll back affirmative action, and we're going to do something about that probably tomorrow or the next day. But Alan Keyes is a joke.
I agree, but sometimes you got to take jokes seriously, Jay. And
that's a commentary on how desperate these folks are. You're telling me that the whole subject of a woman's right to choose, that the best opposition you can come up with is Alan Keyes?
Well, Jay, I've been trying to get the dean of the School of Medicine, the dean of the School of Nurses, and other faculties of Health Sciences Center to speak out, and they won't speak out. I think that medical professionals have more to say than lawyers and Alan Keyes and even some judges.
What's Alan Keyes' background? Alan Keyes' background is he was once an ambassador to where?
I forget.
Well, you know, who knows what country? And he'll go to the same old touchstone that he always goes to, which is biblical and the Bible, and
he's not a preacher, not an ordained preacher.
No, of course not. And I would like to act. I would like to ask Mr. Keyes. By the way, Mr. Keyes, how are things between you and your daughter Myra? How are they getting along these days, Mr. Keyes? Concerning the fact that you made your bones as being against gays and lesbians, and your own daughter is gay.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
He's like Dick Cheney then, right? Vice President Cheney?
But he's worse than Dick Cheney because he never acknowledges it or didn't acknowledge it when he ran for Senate. And nobody in the media had the guts to include. Look, I could have done it to him, too, and didn't do it. But nobody had the guts to even bring that up. Like, how do you deal with your own daughter's sexuality? At least Cheney will tell you it's none of your business.
Why don't you do it tomorrow, Jay?
Why don't I do what tomorrow? Show up there and ask him?
No, why don't you get him on the air and ask him?
Because I'm not interested in putting Alan Keyes on the radio.
It's your program. I understand that.
No, I mean, the guy is like, why give him any credibility?
Some women have told me they don't want to give more publicity to this bunch tomorrow, and I understand that. You got people believing that by my saying that we have to check it now, and I'm a Republican, some people don't trust me and think I'm trying to give them publicity. I don't think I'm doing that, because I'm strongly and been on record for years as strongly supporting a woman's right to choose.
Well, I don't think you're trying to do that. I think you honestly think that what they're doing is wrong.
Absolutely.
And it's your right to go there, and it's your right to oppose what they're talking about. I don't think that's wrong.
I do oppose what they're talking about, because I started working in nursing at Denver General in 54 and continued through school and then after semi-retirement, and I've seen what botched abortions can do to women, particularly poor women. I've seen it firsthand.
Well, I don't think you're seeking publicity, and I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
No, I really don't. I just... Oh, God, to put Alan Keyes on there. You know what? He's so...
I can't stand him.
He's so out there, man.
He's an opportunist. He's a carpetbagger.
Well, of course. You know what he is? He's just a guy who survives off...
hate-mongering.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah, basically.
But he's black, and he gets away with it, just like Linda Chavez gets away with what she does because she has a Hispanic last name. And Ward Connerly gets away with what he does because he's black. And Clarence Thomas gets away with what he does because he's black. In other words, they are tokens of the worst kind.
Well, you're always going to have people like that, though, no matter what it is.
Always have had them.
And you just have to deal with it.
And Jewish people had sellouts, too. Always have.
Oh, of course, every group does.
Yes, they do.
And you just have to deal with it.
Yes, you do.
And I know of somebody, I'm not going to name names, but I know somebody who is Jewish and is self-loathing about it.
Sure.
And what are you going to do, man? I feel sorry for him.
Well, they've discovered that Bruno Bettelheim and Viktor Frankl, a lot of people discovered that there's self-haters in the concentration camps. The Nazis relied on them, and most of them ended up in the furnace just along with their brothers and sisters.
Now, there are also people, too, who will say and do and represent what they have to if they feel like there's a dollar to be made in it.
Sure, sure.
So
Don Imus and the Rappers are perfect examples of that.
Yeah, so there's Alan Keyes. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to sit down. If there's a protest, I'll join it. I've talked with Capital Security to make sure that it is first come, first served. And I will, as a Republican, I will oppose them and say women have a right to choose.
George,
it's their bodies.
George, I think you ought to do what your heart and soul dictates, and that's what you ought to do, and I congratulate you for doing it.
Well, thank you.
All
thanks for being 100% today.
Call me anytime.
Okay, thank you.
See you.
Bye now.
And we've had our disagreements, he and I. Art in Denver. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Art, you there? Art once? Art twice? It's a work of art by Art. Stuart. And Denver, Stuart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
They're still trying to steal the Iraqi oil. So in this new bill before Congress, or the combined bill with the Senate and the House for the supplemental funding bill, they still have the one of the benchmarks is the oil, so-called oil sharing agreement, which does nothing but share the oil with the oil companies. So,
well, I think the oil sharing agreement that they're talking about is the oil sharing agreement that we have and everybody else has been trying to get the Iraqis to do for a long, long time, which is you've got to go to the Sunni minority and make them feel like they have a stake in what's going on, and that also they're going to derive some revenue from the oil, because if you don't, then you'll never get any peace there.
They're getting cheated out of the oil. It's going to become property of the oil company.
Well, that's for the Iraqis to decide what they want to do with the oil.
But that's the agreement that's in the Iraqi Parliament right
now.
That's
up to them to decide what they want to do, whether they want to change who they sell it to, what they want to do with what they please. That's not up to us to decide. But if you hope to get any peace there, you're going to have sharing of resources. If you don't have that, you're not going to get anything.
Yeah, but that's not the way the law was written here or there.
Well, I don't see that in the combined bill, and I don't know what's going on with the Iraqi parliament, other than they can't reach an agreement on that. And I haven't read the fine print on what's in there, but in the end, they're going to have to decide what to do with it. It's irresponsible of us not to assume or to try to press on them that they're going to have to come to some kind of sharing of resources.
That's what our president is doing, is trying to get them to decide that, to steal the oil. So they're going to get like 10% of the thing to share among the three different areas. You know, they're going to get nothing out of it. And yet they have the infrastructure, they have the people there.
Well, why would they sign it if they're not going to get anything?
Well, they haven't signed it yet, but we continue to put pressure on it. What do you think?
Because what we want them to do is we want them to split the resources so that the Sunni minority has some say in what's going on. I don't know where are you getting this information?
It's available on the internet.
Cite me a source. Cite me someplace we can go look at it.
I'm not at my computer right now, but I'll email you.
Okay, email it to me.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate it.
It's readily available. A translation into English even is readily available.
Okay, well, then email it to me.
Okay, I will.
I don't think that's, you know, too far-fetched, do you?
No, but I just think the wording needs to be changed in our bill because the people in the Middle East see us as strong-arming their government. Why do you think they pulled out all those cabinet members?
Oh, I don't think, you know what, I don't think that that's the prime reason behind that. I think that there's a bigger story to be told there, and I think the bigger story to be told there is who's going to assume power and who's going to control the government now and after we leave. I think that's the big story there.
I agree that they need to share the oil revenues, but if they don't get them, then it's not going to be much to share.
Well, they have to decide what they're going to do. We can only try to get them to sit down, but in the end,
Our viceroy is the one that wrote that law.
Well, in the end, it's not our oil.
No.
So it's not our business.
But we just upgraded all the troops there to strong arm into spite of it.
Well, I don't agree with that. I don't think that's what that's about. I think the surge is going on because this president wants to find a way to prolong this until he leaves office so he can dump it on the next person. Send me that information, Stuart. I appreciate it. Talk to people that are there. Send me the information.
Okay, thanks, man.
940.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Make sure that you get there early, because that's what it's all about. Things like this 1995 Lincoln Town Car, four-door, stock number 68317. Sale price is $9,995. Colorado admissions. This thing has been totally and completely winterized, fresh oil and filter. And look for it. The color is white. 2004 Chevy Classic four-door, stock number 68422, $5,995. And same thing. Man, it's car's been thoroughly gone over. 2003 Ford Taurus four-door, stock number 67445, $3,995, Colorado admissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter. You got to get there at 8 a.m. because that's when the gates open, and that's when you can save some money. And they've got fantastic deals during this early bird sale. Check them out online, Rockies Autos at rockiesautos.com. Or get by there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. See my friends, the Al Shear brothers, and all of the folks at Rockies, because they're there to make sure you get a good deal and to help you out. Rockies Autos. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. Get there before 8 a.m. and run down the Al Shear brothers. Find Spanky Herrera. Find Gerard Bernard, Menard. Find Johnny Mays. Find any of them. They'll help you out. Any of my friends are Rockies. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Okay, propane, pop quiz. What's safe grilling tip number 3?
Easy electricity. Always store propane cylinders outside.
How about number 2?
When lighting your grill, always keep the top open.
Ooh, you forgot the part where it says, I get first dibs on everything propane grills.
That's not a safety tip.
Man, are you by the book?
Yeah, I am.
For all the safe grilling tips, visit usepropane.com. Propane. Exceptional energy.
Hello, I'm Max, and I'm the CEO, COO, CFO, VP, HR, Head of Shipping and Receiving, Sales Director, Supply Coordinator, and Official Coffee Maker.
In other words, Max owns a business. In recognition of National Small Business Week, Max will be joining other business owners at Sam's Club, Wednesday, April 25th, anytime between 7 to 10 a.m. And you can, too. Network with other business owners, learn valuable information, and enjoy a complimentary continental breakfast. You take care of business. We'll take care of you. Visit samsclub.com for details and location nearest you.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
All right, it's 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay, I was right in the middle of trying to write this guy an email and send it back to him. Do you know there's some people you just can't reach? So why do I try? So let me just finish this. If you don't like what I do, then don't tune in. Thanks, Jay. Okay. I'm done. Some of these people have to stop... stop answering, because I think what they really want is they want attention. Let's go to Art at Denver. Art, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
I certainly am.
Oh, I just wanted to mention about ethnic jokes. That jokes basically have to be based on truth. It's not funny unless it's true. Sometimes the truth is exaggerated, but and the truth hurts when the joke is about you.
Well, there are some jokes, though, that are not based on truth. They're based on stereotypes that are not true.
Like I said, it's an exaggerated truth. And you're exaggerating a stereotype that is there, and you're taking it to a higher degree, but it's... Let me make a point about words. There once was a politician, I don't know who it was, but he said, I don't want you to call me the N-word, but I live for the day that you can. And he didn't mean that he wanted to be called that name. He meant that he wanted to rise to a position. Their race and their humanity got to a position in the world where that word no longer had value. It's like me. I'm Italian. When I was younger, a person would call me a WOP. That was a fighting word. But now I'm older. The person called me a WOP. It has no effect because we're no longer immigrants. We're now established in this country. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
That once a civilization rises to a position, the word is nasty, but it has no value anymore. And that's where we have to get to that point, where the words are still there, but they don't have any value to them.
Well, my response to that would be twofold. Number one, I think everybody should have the First Amendment right of freedom of speech.
Right.
Even if those words are hurtful and harmful. But I think you also need to appeal to people's better nature to try to convince them that that's not the right road to go on. But there is no First Amendment free speech right on the airwaves in America. There never has been, and there never will be. That's the first point. And then the second point is that if somebody were to call me a derogatory term for a Jew, or call a friend of mine a derogatory term for an Italian or an African American or anything else, you know what? I don't think I'd fight them. What I do is I just feel sorry for them because they show their ignorance. Art, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at relaxtheback.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Information, call 1-800-900-3496.